Office of Biden, who says if the White House turns over the information that senators believe they're entitled to, the Bolton confirmation vote could occur within 10 minutes of the Senate's return. In Washington, I'm Bill Small, Bloomberg Radio.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. Intelligence officials are trying to confirm if the voice on an audio tape is that of Osama bin Laden's main insurgent in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. ABC's Keith Garvin has more from Washington.
The recording seeks to clear up what the voice calls confusing reports in the media and to get guidance from Osama bin Laden. It's also sending a clear message that the insurgency in Iraq is willing and able to continue its attacks.
Four U.S. and four Italian military members have been killed in separate air crashes in Iraq. Four Americans and an Iraqi were killed when their plane went down yesterday. The four Italians were killed when their helicopter crashed overnight. Jurors in the Michael Jackson child molestation trial are expected to begin deliberations later this week.
Once the jury hears closing arguments and gets instructions from the judge, the jurors will move into a room here at the courthouse for deliberations. It looks a lot like an office conference room. That's where the 12-member panel will work from 8:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon each day until they decide between guilty and not guilty on 10 separate charges.
ABC's Alex Stone in Santa Maria, California. Oklahoma City police are investigating a quadruple homicide. The bodies of three men and a woman were found outside a mobile home last night after shots were heard. Authorities are looking for suspects in the murders. An 11-year-old girl is dead after New York City police say her 9-year-old friend stabbed her in the chest. Police say the stabbing occurred after an argument over a small rubber ball. ABC's Ken Rosado has more from New York City.
Under New York state law, the 9-year-old girl can only be charged with juvenile murder. She cannot be charged with regular murder because state law says if you're under 13, you can only be charged with juvenile murder. The maximum she could receive is 18 months in a juvenile detention center. When she is 18 years old, though, that could be subject to review and further penalties could be added, but that is not likely.
This is ABC News.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn two or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about one in three people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Gas prices have dropped in recent weeks, but drivers across the nation are paying on average about 20 cents more a gallon than this time last year. This woman in Haltom City, Texas says, yeah, gas prices dropped a few cents, but it's still high.
It takes about $40 to fill out my gas tank. I got to do that every Monday, so it gets kind of ridiculous.
Hi. Moviegoers got a menu of Star Wars lightsabers, animated animals, and football over the long Memorial Day weekend.
Revenge of the Sith, with a take of almost $71 million over the long Memorial Day weekend, held off Madagascar and The Longest Yard. Madagascar came in second with $61 million, filling a hole among parents eager for a film to take the kids to see. Meanwhile, Adam Sandler's prison football remake, The Longest Yard, opened to close third, $60 million. The new Star Wars has now grossed $271 million domestically.
ABC's Bill Deal. Paris will always have Paris. Paris Hilton is engaged to Greek shipping heir Paris Latsis. Where will the wedding be? We don't know. Michael Barr, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brangemeyer with your WGNU news update for the 6 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, if he waives extradition, a suspect in a Belleville double murder could be back in the area within a few days. 35-year-old LaRon Wilborn is charged with first-degree murder in the May 17th stabbing deaths of his estranged wife Nicole Jacobs and Wayne Donovant. Wilborn was arrested last week in the Memphis area and remains in custody there on $2 million bond. If he fights extradition proceedings, Wilborn could be in Memphis for as long as 6 to 8 weeks. A new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine finds that some heart patients have a better chance of survival if they have bypass surgery instead of an angioplasty. Dr. Richard Lee, a heart surgeon at the St. Louis University School of Medicine, says the study looked retrospectively at 60,000 heart patients.
Now, looking at outcomes of patients over just 3 years, there seems to be a survival advantage for certain types of coronary disease if patients have a CABG instead of a stent.
Lee says that is especially true when the patient has blockage in the left anterior descending artery. The study found that patients who underwent a bypass were up to 36% more likely to survive than patients who had an angioplasty, which uses mesh tubes to open arteries. With gas prices on the rise once more, some people are trying everything they can to save money. Cheryl Binney, a spokesperson for Verizon Wireless, says you can use the internet feature on your cell phone to find cheap gas and even get traffic reports. She also suggests using your cell phone to call stores or other locations to make sure they are open so you don't make an unnecessary trip. Finally this hour, Albert Pujols belted a 3-run homer in the 7th inning to put the Cardinals ahead for good in a 5-4 win over the Rockies last night. Pujols' 12th home run allowed Jason Marquis to notch his 6th win of the season as he yielded just 2 earned runs and 4 hits in 6 innings. Abraham Nunez drove in the game-winning run with a double in the 8th, and Jason Isringhausen came on in the 9th for his 15th save in 15 chances. The Cards improved their National League best record to 33-17, while the Rockies have the worst record in the NL at 14-35. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the Kentucky Department of Tourism. Shimmering lakes, breathtaking scenery, and world-famous natural wonders, all within a day's drive. Kentucky, come feel our unbridled spirit. Call 1-800-225-TRIP. That's your look at local news for the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchette Bridge. Road construction has 2 left lanes closed until fall. Their traffic is backed up to nearly Highway 94. Northbound 55 between Route M and 270. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler to Sappington. No problems there. Eastbound 40 between Boone's Crossing and Lindbergh. Everything's on the move. Westbound 270 from Gravoy all the way into Manchester. Everything looks good. Westbound 270 from Lilac to Washington Elizabeth. Everything is moving freely. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55. Expect normal traffic for your 6 a.m. commute. Then taking a look at your bridge approaches. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic this hour. Westbound 64 at 255. No problems to report. Westbound King Bridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way to Laclede's Landing looks good this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play big, play small, play whenever you need a smile, play because you deserve it. No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery. Have fun, play responsibly. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, partly sunny skies with a high around 80. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 80. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And Thursday, partly sunny skies with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920, we have 66 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 66 as well under cloudy conditions. Stay tuned for Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. Us up next, we'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I don't dream like you. I don't have the same skin as you. I don't wear my hair like you. I don't dance like you. I don't come from the same place as you. But I will give you CPR.
With first aid and CPR training from the American Red Cross, you can be ready to save a life today. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America.
Denzel Washington for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
In my hand, I'm holding a 2-inch by 3-inch piece of paper that has changed the lives of millions of young people. It's kept them off drugs, out of gangs, and in school. Now, what could be that powerful and still fit in the palm of my hand? A membership card from the Boys and Girls Clubs. Every day, another 300 kids will join clubs all across the country. That's 300 kids who will be picking up a membership card instead of a gun or a needle or a knife. You know, too many people feel like they can't make a difference, but I'm telling you this. Put this card in the hands of a child, and you will change that child's life. Do that, and you can change the world. It's up to all of us. Support a program that works. The Boys and Girls Clubs. The positive place for kids.
For more information and to find out how you can support the Boys and Girls Clubs, call 1-800-854-CLUB. That's 1-800-854-CLUB.
We all know by now never to drink and drive. We know to buckle up for safety, and we know to protect our children by using proper car seats. But did you know that basic car maintenance is just as important in avoiding serious accidents? Simple steps like changing your oil and brake fluid, antifreeze and coolant, checking the belts and gaskets, and rotating your tires can keep everyone safer. The Car Care Council is urging everyone to take an active interest in routine maintenance. For more information, visit vehiclemanager.com.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop the sun. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop the sun. Our power. Please do not beg hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
Say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother,
is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And don't forget, we are broadcasting live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net, www.wgnu.net, any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. You need to get up. You need to get to me because we have much, 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 much to talk about. Huh? Where do we begin? That's always the case. Where do we begin? Let me do this way. What it really means. What it really means to tell the truth. What it really means, or what really happens when you tell the truth. Now, I mean, I'm not giving this out as a warning by any means. I am giving this information out as an explanation of what you need to watch for and what you need to know, because people, you need to know. You need to know what happens when you tell the truth, so you can prepare yourself for the battles ahead. John Riggs spent, he's 39 years old. He spent 39 years in the military. 39 years, older than most of us out here. He earned a Distinguished Flying Cross for bravery during the Vietnam War. He worked his way, clawed his way up to a 3-star general. How'd he do that? Well, he understood. These are high-tech times. We're going to have a high-tech military. But it was one spring day last year. Riggs was told by senior Army officials that he would be retired at reduced rank, losing one of his stars because of infractions that were considered so minor that they were not even put in his file, his permanent file. Understand this, he lost a star and he lost some rank. He was given 24 hours to leave the Army. He had no parade review, no rousing martial music, no speeches. 39 years. Remember, 39 years. That's four decades every day of the week. That's 4 decades. Bottom line, that's 4 decades of his life at his job. Instead of all of the pageantry that is attended to someone who, of his rank and stature, when they're leaving the military, instead of the pageantry, he was ushered into a basement in Fort Myers, Virginia, signed some mandatory forms. Then a young sergeant mechanically presented him with a flag and a form letter of thanks from George W. Bush. the general said I likened it to being buried and no one attends your funeral. I guess so. I guess the heck so. So why does man lose his star? Why does man lose his ring? Why does man get so disrespected? If you talk to his bosses, they will tell you he allowed outside contractors to perform work that they were not supposed to do, created an adverse command climate. Now, wait a minute. I ain't dead and I ain't stupid. We're living in Halliburton days. There is nothing that a contractor can do that's going to get a general in trouble for allowing a contractor to do what they're not supposed to do. That, we are in Halliburton days. These are the days of Brown and Root. These are the days of Bechtel. You can sell a $35 soda to an army private and get accommodation from George W. Bush. What you mean that he allowed outside contractors to perform the work they weren't supposed to do? Well, he contradicted the devil. I'm sorry, that wasn't fair. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call a man who lies, a man who allows people's lives to be squandered. I didn't mean to call a name to a man that defends the indefensible and bullies, berates, and demeans people who don't believe what he believes. I don't mean to call him the devil. I'm sorry. I'll call his name. That would be Donald Rumsfeld. And the reason I called him a devil is because every time someone says his name, I swear I smell brimstone. I swear I do. The reason why John Riggs lost his stars, lost his ceremony, lost his honor in the military, is because he contradicted Donald Rumsfeld, arguing, saying that the army was overstretched in Iraq and Afghanistan and needed more troops. He told the truth. In these days of lies and dishonesty, in these days of the truth is not going to get in the way of me getting my money I want. Now understand that man. And for those of you that are not familiar with the military, to lose a star is a big old deal. It's a big old deal. And it is a punishment that is seldom used. And then when it is used, it is for the most egregious, the most serious, the most awful of reasons, such as dereliction of duty, command failures, adultery, misuse of government funds or equipment. Now, know this. Halliburton hasn't been punished once for squandering our money. Not once. They haven't been. Instead, they've been given more no-bid contracts. Check it out. And I want to put this into perspective. Ask yourself, did a general lose a star for the Tailhook Convention? That would be H-E double toothpicks. No. Did a general lose a star for, I don't know, if y'all don't remember, if you weren't around, if you couldn't read, if you were out of the country, if you were in a hole somewhere and hadn't heard about Tailhook? Let me bring you up to modern times. Did a general lose a star for Abu Ghraib? Les Brownlee, he's the guy that who was the acting army secretary who ordered that Riggs lose his star. I read the Army Inspector General's report. Now remember, the things that he lost his star for never made it into his permanent file. I think that it was serious, and I believe that we have a higher standard for these things. Remember, the military is saying we have a higher standard for contracts. These are the two infractions that caused this general, Lieutenant General Riggs, to lose his star. Now, I just want you to know that there are people out there that are trying to restore his reign. And for those of you that like to get partisan about stuff, or you like to get prideful about stuff, I want to tell you a little bit about General Riggs. This is a man who left the family's cotton field right here in Missouri in 1965. This is a man who left the cotton fields at the same, the cotton fields of Missouri, the same time that America began deploying combat troops to Vietnam. After 3 years as a soldier, he went through officers' candidate school and soon began piloting planes above the central highlands of Vietnam. He flew out 59 wounded soldiers, 30 of whom probably would have died if Captain Riggs and his crew had not acted as they did. He received the Distinguished Flying Cross, a top medal that is awarded to people for exceptionally valorous actions. He served in Korea. He served in Germany. He worked in NATO. He commanded troops from the platoon level to the Army's first U.S. Army. And that's the guy that's responsible for training National Guards and reserve troops east of the Mississippi. That Mississippi, all of them. 2002, Scientific American magazine singled him out as one of the most country's top 50 technology leaders for his work. So why would this guy be getting in trouble and losing his star? And again, I want you to understand that there was no general that lost a star over Tailhook, but he lost his star over an anonymous tip. Alleged anonymous tip. 454-0400, 454-6609. We have much, much, much to talk about. And I do want you to understand that this is what happens when you take on those in charge. A quote attributed to him speaks to where he is and the type of man that he is. He pushed for a modernized army. He viewed a modernized army as the future of the army. He supported the Comanche helicopter. The military did not. He made a speech supporting the Comanche, which the Army decided to kill to save money. He had the moral courage to stand and to be counted on tough issues when his contemporaries took an easy approach of agreeing with their seniors. And on that fateful day, January 2004, Riggs said the Army was too small to meet its global commitments and must be substantially increased. Can you hear the nail in his coffin? We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
So take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rah-rah, but we got to keep your head up.
I'll keep your head up.
'Cause a new day will come. And love to the sun, even when the darkness shall come.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tropicana Pure Premium Orange Juice.
Northbound 55 between 141 and Rivas Barracks, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 between Bulls and 270, look for everything on the move. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and Spady, everything is running fine this hour. Northbound 270 at 44, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from Bellefonte and Neighbors all the way into New Florissant Road, everything is flowing freely. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to Lima Ferry, expect normal traffic. Eastbound 70 at 79, look for very heavy volume this hour. The bridge approaches look like this. Westbound 5570 at Poplar Street Bridge, everything's on the move. Westbound 64 at 5570, look for no problems to report. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, looks good this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tropicana Pure Premium. Every 8-ounce glass has as much calcium as a glass of milk. So drink up and have a Tropicana morning. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Partly sunny skies today, a high near 80 this evening. Partly cloudy with a low in around 60 for tomorrow. Wednesday, look for partly sunny skies, a high around 80. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy, a low around 60. And then Thursday, partly sunny, high around 80. And Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Pretty much the same all the way through. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Professional wrestling is back on WGNU, The Stranglehold with Brian Stoll, Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. St. Louis has a proud tradition with professional wrestling, from wrestling at the Chase to the Monday Night Wars to the present day. Whether it's local, national, or worldwide action between the ropes, you'll hear about it from Brian Stoll and The Stranglehold, Tuesday nights at 7 here on AM 920 WGNU. Since 1973, Gypsy Caravan has been a major outreach and fundraising project whose proceeds benefit the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra's education and community programs. You're invited to the 2005 Gypsy Caravan Monday, May 30th. Early bird hours, 7 to 9 a.m., with admission $20. Admission $5 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., located just north and west of historic Union Station. For details, call 314-286-4452 or go online at www.gypsycaravan.com. News to you from WGNU.
Remember that song you sang in Sunday school? Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Since 1994, Hope for the Nations has reached out in love to children in 20 countries on 4 continents, providing the security to help homeless children grow into confident young people, educating and training them to become effective community leaders, helping them to help others through business development. Discover how Hope for the Nations reaches out in love to the children of the world. Get involved yourself. Visit www.hopeforthenations.com. That's hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, a nonprofit organization turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
I am a child.
I am an adult.
I am 8 years old.
I am 40... Wait, is this important?
I'm in the second grade.
I work in an office.
I learn a lot of stuff.
I file papers, read emails, and...
I have recess twice a day.
I also have a special little friend.
I have a favorite grandma and a special lady friend.
I am a mentor to an amazing little girl.
I like her. Her name's Carol.
Her name's Lakeisha.
Volunteer to help a young child do better in school.
Mentor St. Louis, the largest volunteer organization in the St. Louis Public Schools, needs volunteer mentors. Go to mentorstlouis.org or call 314-531-2570 and let something wonderful happen.
I know how to say I love you in Spanish.
Te amo.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Yeah, it sounds like General Riggs was a lot closer to combat than Rummy ever was.
Yup.
I mean, I think Rummy was in the Air Force, but he didn't. He was never actually in combat.
Nope, but you know, and I guess that explains his desire for his choice of $3,000 suits over any kind of uniform type of piece, and that would explain his willingness to make comments that you go to war with the military that you have, and his lack of losing any sleep over soldiers not having body armors or tanks not being properly armored.
Also, the vice president said that he says that the detainees are lying about the torture. That's the same argument that Saddam uses.
Yes, it is. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? And if it is okay for us to do what we do in war, when you have people like Bill McClellan saying, you know, forget about the Quran. This is war. We can do what we need to do. So what is wrong if Saddam Hussein gassed the Kurds? What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. What's wrong with that? If we do what we have to do because this is war.
Yeah. Well, I read in the New York Times that there was an allegation anyway that it just wasn't in that, you know, in that Southcom report that they did flush the Quran down the toilet.
Of course they. Why? And Scott, I just have to ask this: why wouldn't a military that detains people without lawyers, that says that people don't have to have charges brought against them, that says that they don't have to tell you where anybody is, that they don't have to let these people talk to their families, that they don't have to let the light of day touch these people, why wouldn't they mess with the Quran? What would stop them? Morals? Values? The willingness to draw a line? You know, I mean, what would stop them?
Yeah, they lie, you know. They know where the weapons of mass destruction are. I mean, yeah. Yeah, why would we believe them?
And why would they stop? What in them would stop them? What would they be able to use to stop themselves when they feel that they're justified to do anything? The Quran ain't nothing but some dead trees to them.
Right.
Thanks for your call, Scott.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. There are folks out there that are doing the thing. Doing the thing. San Francisco demonstrators interrupted Condi Rice by recreating an image of Abu Ghraib in which a hooded prisoner stood with his arms outstretched attached to electric wires. At the Davis Symphony Hall, three women and one man pulled on black hoods and cloaks stood on their seats. Now remember, this is inside of the Davis Symphony Hall. Inside. They stood up wearing black robes and black hoods while she's talking. Ain't that some good stuff? Hats off. Ain't that some good stuff? She initially tried, Condi Rice initially tried to continue her speech on American former foreign policy under George Bush. Now just feel the power of that. These people interrupted a speech by Condoleezza Rice, a speech that she's giving on foreign policy under George W. Bush. And what more appropriate? What more powerful, what more dead on illustration, picture to paint, when we're talking about foreign policy under George W. Bush, for three people, four people to stand up with black robes and black hoods on while she talks. One of the protesters, Medina Benjamin, said that they were kept in police custody for about an hour and a half and then released with a misdemeanor citation. And my question is what crime did they commit? They didn't say anything? They didn't say anything? All they did was stand up in the middle of her speech. Why did they get a citation at all? Why did they give a citation at all? Got to stand. You got to speak truth to power, y'all. And other folks are getting it, too. A year after the Abu Ghraib, Iraqi anger has flared over the growing number of detainees being held without charge. So, and again, what would cause this United States military to put the brakes on? What would cause them to put the brakes on? If they can detain people without charge for years, if they can allow soldiers to do what soldiers have done, electrodes, rape, murder, sodomy, dogs, water being hosed upon them. If they can allow for all of that, what would cause them to put the brakes on for messing with the Quran? The population of long-term detainees at Abu Ghraib has doubled since August, and there are 10,000 people in it. Give you an example. Mazin Farouk, a 35-year-old lab technician, was held for 6 months. He was shot by U.S. soldiers as he and two friends drove home to Baghdad one November night last year after a vacation in Syria. He said they didn't see the checkpoint, but fled in panic when they heard shots hitting their cars. Several soldiers drove up and searched them, finding nothing. The soldiers immediately freed the two friends and took Farouk to Abu Ghraib for treatment at its field hospital. He said he got good medical care and expected to be released. Instead, he was placed in detention. 2 months later, he was transferred to Bukha, and he was not released until May 9th. And what's his theory on what happened to him? He said, I think they made a mistake and all these procedures were there to protect the soldiers who committed this mistake. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Well, we have much to talk about. We'll be back. Stay with me. 454-0400 is the phone number.
Treat you the way that I do. Sheep, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy, that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you some cash.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan, on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
Try your best.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline, Kuwait City. The most wanted man in Iraq has been removed from that country. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was reportedly badly wounded in an American airstrike 2 weeks ago that left him with shrapnel lodged in his chest. A missile struck the convoy he was in as he was fleeing from an American offensive near the town of Al-Qaim in the northwest portion of Iraq. It's believed he's recovering somewhere in Iran. His condition is described as stable, but supporters are preparing to move him to another non-Arab country for the procedure to remove the shrapnel. In a video released over the weekend, al-Zarqawi claimed that he was still leading operations in Iraq. And Dateline London. A report in the Sunday Times says the British and American air forces stepped up the bombing raid on Iraq months before the war officially began in an effort to engage Saddam Hussein and provide an excuse for going to war. At a cabinet meeting in July of 2002, Prime Minister Tony Blair and his advisors talked about how to make a regime change in Iraq legal. During the second half of 2002, twice as many bombs were dropped on Iraq as there were for all of 2001. And the British intensified their bombing level even more than the Americans. Former Allied Commander General Tommy Franks has admitted publicly that this operation was designed to degrade Iraqi air defenses. Blair's administration even had an agreement with President Bush as early as April of 2002 to back military action that would cause a regime change. And in August of that year, a hybrid plan was developed that called for continuous air offensives supplemented by special forces operations. In addition, the main ground forces would be built up in Kuwait just before a full-scale invasion took place. And that's exactly what happened. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Hello, I'm Lucille Mitchell from the Bible Answer Crusade broadcast. Every Sunday morning at 9, the Seventh-day Adventist churches in the St. Louis area present a unique ministry that couples teaching and the Word of God to insights that will help you with everyday living. We deal with the areas concerning health, family, prophecy, and the gospel. And I think you will find every program is full of information you can use in your own life. Please listen to the Bible Answer Crusade broadcast every Sunday morning at 9, right here on Radio 920 WGNU.
Listen, man, adding fractions is no big deal.
Nah?
Nah. You just got to find what they call the common denominator. Let me show you.
All right.
Now, see these bottom numbers?
Yeah.
These are the denominators. That one's a 4 and that one's an 8.
Mm-hmm.
You just double both of these numbers so that becomes an 8 too. Then you add them up.
Man, you sure make this easy.
Charles Bennett always dreamed that after college he'd return to the old neighborhood as a teacher. But without the money for tuition, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Sure.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. Call 1-800-332-UNCF. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I have the knowledge, and most importantly, the discipline, to make conscious, healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
Boom, clack, boom, clack.
I want a rim shot, hey. Diggy, diggy, a rim shot, hey. Come on, a rim shot, hey. Diggy, diggy, a rim shot, hey.
Come I said I need to hear the
rim shot, hey. Diggy, diggy, a rim shot, hey. Come on, a rim shot.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I've always articulated and expressed the differences of different advantages people have in this country and in the world by virtue of their gender. Have you ever asked yourself, why we're having such a difficult time with the cure of breast cancer? It's the same amount of money put into the examination of what causes breast cancer as there is put into prostate cancer. How we can, a man can go in and get through Medicaid, Viagra, but a woman can't get certain menopause treatment despite the fact of she's going through excruciating hot flashes. And I've always articulated that I've always thought that this was unfair and wrong. And the reason was greed that was motivating greed and concern about the male. Now I've decided that men are just crazy. Now I've decided that you all have lost your mind, that there is such a difference between men and women. You all have lost your dying mind. Viagra causes blindness, and they're not taking it off the market. They're just adding it to the list of warnings on the bottle. Are y'all crazy? Are y'all crazy? Viagra causes blindness. And Pfizer has said, we'll just add that to the list of warnings on the bottles. And men aren't losing their minds over this. It causes blindness. It causes blindness. And understand that the warning may or may not end up on the bottle. Pfizer said on Friday, it is considering updating package material for Viagra to include a warning about vision side effects. They ain't even calling it blindness. It's called vision. You think it's a side effect, a vision side effect when you can't see anymore? You think? After a small number of patients reported blindness while using the drug. They didn't report that their blood pressure went up. They didn't report that they got sweats. They didn't report that they said they went blind after using this stuff. And Pfizer's response is, we're going to think about putting a warning on the product. No mention of pulling the product off of the market. Have you ever heard of a drug that is supposed to help you whose side effect is blindness? You ever heard of that before? I never heard of that before. Drugs that cause blindness don't end up in the market. Usually, it's hard to market them. This might deal with your high blood pressure, but you might go blind. No, thank you. Yeah, this might, help with this issue you're having with obesity, but you might go blind. No, thank you. Yeah, this might deal with some of the pain that you're dealing with, but you might go blind. No, thank you. Viagra, it might cause blindness. Can I get a double order of that? Men are crazy. Y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy. Understand the world that we're living in. Drugs are not getting pulled off the market. Vioxx that cause heart attack and strokes. And now we have drugs on the market that cause blindness. Why wouldn't Pfizer pull Viagra off the market? Well, you think it's because it's harder to sue them? You think it's because you don't make as much money? They don't have to get hit with big amounts of money. You're gonna have drugs on the market now. You understand what this is saying? Understand the standard that is being set here. You have drugs that make your arm fall off, and it's going to be just mentioned as a side effect. It is the wild, wild west, baby. They will do anything that they can do anything that they want to now. Viagra causes blindness, and there may or may not be a warning on the label about it. Y'all's crazy. Crazy. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
Rest of the day to you.
Thank you so much. The drug should have never been made. It should have never been issued. Because when the erectile tissue in the penis doesn't work, that's the body's way of telling the penis, if you keep working, you're going to die. You know, and
it causes blindness.
But it causes death. You know, if they keep using the penis when it's not supposed to be used. Because it's a warning signal for the body to stop doing what it's doing. You know, but you're not a man. You just don't understand.
I guess I don't. It's either money or that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. They may or may not put a warning on it. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We have so much stuff to talk about. I'll be back to have that conversation with you in the next hour. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never tell you that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. New audio may show the most wanted man in Iraq and the most wanted man in the world communicate fairly easily. The audio over the internet purportedly of Iraqi militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi addresses al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden for more orders. ABC's Brian Ross has more.
It's a remarkable development. These are the two most wanted men in the world, yet they appear to easily communicate with each other over the internet. They both seem to have access in one way or the other to these websites. It's kind of an al-Qaeda version of a buddy message.
In Iraq, 4 Americans and an Iraqi were killed when an Iraqi Air Force plane crashed. Meanwhile, 4 Italians were killed when their helicopter crashed overnight in Iraq. The Associated Press says, according to transcripts from military tribunals at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, detainees say they were abused at the hands of Americans. ABC's John Bascom has more from Washington.
The military hearings in Cuba were supposed to determine if the detainees there were dangerous. When the hearings were over, about 38 of the more than 500 prisoners were released. But the tribunals produced something else. Scores of allegations that prisoners were beaten by American troops. It's not known how many, if any, of those allegations were investigated.
Jurors in the Michael Jackson trial could begin deliberations later this week.
With the end of the trial quickly approaching, local police are getting ready for a possible crowd of 1,500 Jackson fans and another 2,000 reporters. That means having SWAT teams and crowd control officers on hand and nobody knows how Jackson will exit the courthouse. If he's acquitted, he might leave in a helicopter from a baseball field next door, and where will he go? To Neverland Ranch or to an airport? And if he's convicted, the court is not saying how it will transport Jackson to the jail in Santa Barbara, which is 80 miles away. Alex Stone, ABC News, Santa Maria, California.
This is ABC News.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Hi, here's everything I need done. It's a lot of work, so where are we starting the runaround? Over at the copier?
The runaround?
Yeah, you know, when I run around the store desperately trying to get things done for my small business while you just watch me from behind the counter there.
Ma'am, I don't know what you're used to. We really do all the running around for you.
Printing, binding, packing, and shipping. Get it done right at one of 3,700 convenient locations. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. Participation may vary.
And the pot is up to $500,000.
The Poker Grand Championship. You're gambling with the best, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and it's doing nothing for your poker face.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H.
Oh. Wherever you go, cleanse, cool, and soothe with Preparation H portable wipes. Four times bigger than Tux pads and individually wrapped to take anywhere discreetly.
I'll raise $5,000.
Preparation H portable wipes. Big relief. To go. Use as directed.
United Airlines faces a possible strike as talks with its largest union are into their final hours. If there was no deal, a judge could intervene. Star Wars 3 Revenge of the Sith remained the number one movie over the long holiday weekend. It may have been a stronger weekend for the movies, but Hollywood is falling on hard times. ABC's Bill Greenwood explains.
Despite the new Star Wars blockbuster, box office receipts have been down for the past 14 weeks. But the sale of video games and DVDs are skyrocketing as Americans choose alternatives to the silver screen.
We have a DVD player, we have TiVo, and we have Blockbuster Online.
I have all of the above.
And some people say today's flicks just aren't worth seeing.
I think that the movies are just poorly written for the most part.
The challenge for Hollywood is to win back the audience before it's lost for good. Bill Greenwood, ABC News.
Michael Barr, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a man badly beaten and left near the St. Louis riverfront over the weekend is expected to survive. Fishermen along the Mississippi River found the man, who had apparently been beaten with rocks, near a bike trail north of Laclede's Landing. The victim is hospitalized, and there are no details available about his condition. According to a new study, people with poor metabolism may be at higher risk for developing heart disease. The study at Washington University in St. Louis found that mice engineered to have abnormally low metabolism developed high blood pressure and hardening of the arteries more often. If the same results translate from mice to humans, the study authors hope it could provide another way to determine which people may be at high risk for heart disease. The research is published in the May 26th issue of the journal Nature. Bad habits can spoil summertime cookouts and picnics. Whitney Werner, the executive chef at the renowned Beach Club in Santa Monica, California, and a member of the Food Safety Education Network, offers some basic food safety tips. Werner says proper meat preparations are especially important to avoid food poisoning.
Well, when you're defrosting meats, you do not want to leave them out on the counter. Once again, the danger zone comes into play because you put them out in the morning, you come back in the afternoon, and you have no idea how long that steak has then been in the danger zone. So what you want to do is pull it from the freezer, put it into the refrigerator, and let it defrost slowly and staying out of the danger zone.
Werner also recommends using a thermometer to check if meat is fully cooked. For more food safety tips, go online to www.beefiswhatsfordinner.com. Finally this hour, Mark Mulder will try to become the third eight-game winner in the National League when the Cardinals continue their series with the Rockies at 8:05 this evening. Mulder has won seven consecutive decisions to see his record jump to 7-1 with a 3.72 ERA. The Card southpaw is 4-0 away from Busch Stadium this season, but is 1-1 with a 9.00 ERA in his career against Colorado. The Rockies' counter was struggling right-hander Jason Jennings, who is just 2-6 on the year with a 6.37 ERA. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Benadryl Allergy. If you're looking for effective allergy relief for your runny nose and sneezes, it's right under your nose. Benadryl, the histamine blocker. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Branchmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at a.m. or 7 o'clock at a.m. 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Chevron, Techron, Concentrate. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and Germania. Look for no problems to report. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270. Everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 from Spady all the way to Hanley Road. Traffic is rolling along freely this hour. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Westbound 270 from 367 to New Force. Look for everything to be on the move. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and the 79 exit. Look for heavy traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 is heavy from Maryville Center all the way into Mason Road. And your bridge reports look like this. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. Everything is on the brakes there. Westbound 64 before 5570. No problems to report. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from Illinois side to Laclede's Landing traffic is moving steady. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Chevron, Techron, Concentrate. Don't forget to include Techron, Concentrate as a part of your car's regular maintenance routine that cleans up deposits to bring out the best in your car. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. For today, partly sunny skies, a high near 80. This evening, partly cloudy with a low near 60. For Wednesday, partly sunny skies, a high near 80. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy, a low near 60. And Thursday, partly sunny skies, high around 80. Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 67 degrees under mostly clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 66. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Us up next, we'll take another look at your news, your weather, and we'll take another look at your weather and traffic at the bottom of the hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, young brother.
Latino.
and we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much more to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And don't forget, you can always email me at lizbrown@sbcglobal.net. Next week, you all are going to be introduced to the Wake Up Call crew, my interns. I am so excited. I am so excited. I have, two more interviews today. And then the decisions will be made. And we're going to rock and roll. So it's going to be very exciting to have this group of young men and women doing the thing on the Wake Up Call. It's going to be exciting. It is going to be exciting and a whole lot of fun. 454-0400 is the phone number. And thank you for all of you that sent in your resumes and your request and your request for information. Thank you for that. And if you didn't get it this year, I will be doing it again in September. So there will be another opportunity for you to be an alumni of the Wake Up Call intern crew. So, we have much to talk about. And I apologize if this is offensive to anybody, but I can't let this go. I can't. This Viagra piece. Because I want to just read this quote to you. Understand that there are men... There are men that have experienced blindness as a result of using Viagra. Pfizer has said that they are considering updating the packaging to include blindness on this. And I want you to read the quote. Winton Gibbons, a drug industry analyst, says that he doesn't expect the fact that the product can cause blindness to interfere with the sales because of men's interest in sex. And the quote is, men have gone to war over sex. Do you think a little blindness is going to stop them? I don't know who that says worse things about. I don't know who that says worse things about. Pfizer released a statement on Viagra Friday saying that it did not address the impact of the vision issue on drug sales. They said that they weren't going to talk about it. They knew about blindness 5 years ago. A second medical journal article last month found 7 more cases. The FDA maintains the records of complications from prescription drugs, and to date, the agency has found 43 cases of vision loss, 38 for Viagra, 4 for Cialis, and 1 linked to Levitra. We have been talking to sponsors about adding information to the label. We have not determined that there is a cause and effect relationship here. People go blind when taking your drugs, but there's no cause and effect. Pfizer said that it reviewed the records of 13,000 patients involved in clinical trials for Viagra and found no reports of blindness. Four five four oh 400 is my phone number. 4546609 is my fax. These people are going blind. One of the reasons is that there is a blood flow impediment to the optic nerve as a result of the use of Viagra. The optic nerve then becomes injured and swollen. The tiny opening compresses the optic nerve, further cutting blood flow. The condition, I know why men aren't going to care about this. The condition only affects one eye. I guess the sales are not going to be impeded. It's just madness. It is madness on two fronts. And while this may be funny to some of us out here, it is funny. You know, that you would, shoot. I never really used my left eye all that much. Yeah, I'm going to keep taking Viagra. But you need to really, really think this all the way out. And not just be focusing on one little issue here. If Pfizer is allowed to get away with putting a drug on the market that causes blindness, if the FDA allows the continued use of this drug because of the money that this is the biggest money maker for Pfizer, if these things continue on, and then connect that to the difficulty. Right now in Illinois, they're getting ready to, there's a bill going to the governor's desk reducing the amount of money that a person can be awarded for pain and suffering in Illinois. With a Democratic governor, he said, I'm opposed to caps, but I'm going to sign the bill. Understand what this means. The quality of you, the standards have been reduced. The standards have been eliminated. All because of sex. You go blind. Researchers have known for years that Viagra affects visions. They've known for years. Some patients reported seeing a blue hue. Some patients reported losing color vision or having blurred vision. They've known that the optic nerve is impacted and affected by this drug negatively for years. And that you can and that you do go blind. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't know who that speaks more poorly of. Men or big business? I don't know who that speaks worse on. 4540400 is my phone number. 4546609 is my fax. And if you want to toll free long distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. In the next hour, we're going to have the president of Now. Newsmax.com. Kim Gandy joining us here on the wake-up call to talk about these women judges. We're going to have the president of NOW on the show in the next hour to talk about the compromise by the Democrats, the compromise by the Republicans, and these judges that are now being introduced and put on the bench thanks to a capitulation that took place last week. The president of NOW, Kim Gandy, will be in the on the show, on the wake-up call, in the next hour. This is a news story that you may or may not have heard of, heard about. Have things changed in this country? Are we all getting along? Police in Durham, North Carolina, have launched an investigation after three crosses were set on fire. Yellow leaflets purportedly produced by the KKK were found at the site of one of the burning crosses. Students of the Klan say that it had the numbers of Klan's members have been reduced. The mayor says, I thought we, at this day and time, I thought we would be beyond that. People do things for different reasons, and I don't have the slightest idea why anybody would do this. The first cross was burned at 9:20 p.m. outside of one of the city churches. The second, 40 minutes later, next to a construction site, and the third, a half an hour later, at the intersection in the city center. Each cross was 7 foot tall and 4 feet across. They all had been wrapped in sacking and doused with kerosene. The FBI is working on it, and right now they don't have any leads. 454-0400 is my phone number. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. The bottom line is that there's a whole... Check this out. Check this out. The explanation, let me, before I get to the numbers of Klan in North Carolina. Joel Roy, the chief investigator for the intelligence project at the Southern Poverty Law Center, said that North Carolina had 37 active hate groups. 37 active hate groups, including neo-Confederate and neo-Nazi organizations. You've got a lot of Klan presence in North Carolina. In recent weeks, there have been other reports of the KKK leaflets being distributed across the South. In Philadelphia, Mississippi, where in 2 weeks the trial is due to start of an 80-year-old former Klan member accused of organizing the 1964 killings of civil rights workers. Leaflets apparently printed by the KKK were discovered 2 weeks ago. Now, people have been holding vigils. I think that it brings the community together. I think I've heard nothing negative, just shock from everyone. What does it mean? I think that we really need to do some really deep thinking. Because I believe what this story tells us is this. Our understanding of acts of racism have been too many people's understanding of acts of racism. What constitutes racism has been reduced down to a burning cross. At this day and time, I thought we'd be beyond that. People do things for different reasons, and I don't have the slightest idea why anybody would do this. I thought we would be beyond clear, consistent acts of racism. That's what he's saying. What would cause you to believe that? When nooses are being hung in businesses targeted at people of African descent, when people of African descent don't get the same medical care or medical advice as similarly situated white folks. Acts of racism, there is a cost. When acts of racism are pigeonholed into, conveniently pigeonholed into, a burning cross. The Klan isn't the only example of racism, and the absence of the Klan doesn't mean that there is an absence or a perceived absence of the Klan. Klan does not mean that there is an absence of racism. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You can email me at LizBrown, LizBrown, at sbcglobal.net. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Xantrax 3. Eastbound 40 between Hanley and Big Bend, there's an accident. Right lane is blocked. Traffic's backed up near McKnight. Northbound 55 between Bayless and 3200 South Broadway. Look for normal traffic. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270. No problems to report. Northbound 270 between Gravoy and Marshall Road. Expect slow traffic in pockets this hour. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant. Look for very heavy volume this hour. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to Lima Ferry. Expect normal traffic this hour. And eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, you have slow traffic to report. Your bridge approaches look like this. Westbound 5570 between 4th Street and Poplar Street Bridge is slow this hour. Westbound 64 from 5570, look for no problems to report. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from Laclede's Landing, everything is on the move. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Xantrax 3, the most powerful diet pill in America, Xantrax 3. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn, Xantrax 3, yes, at stores nationwide, or you can log on to Xantrax3.com for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Pretty much the same all the way across the board. Partly sunny today, high near 80. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Wednesday, partly sunny, a high near 80. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy, a low near 60. And Thursday, partly sunny, high near 80. And Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 65 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 66. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your traffic, and your weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Huss. Join me tonight for Sports Talk right after the 6 o'clock news right here on Radio 920. We'll talk about whatever you want pertaining to the world of sports. You pick the topic, and we'll talk about it. You know we'll have our trivia. You know we'll have some fun. That's Sports Talk, 6:05 tonight, right here on Radio 920.
You don't have to travel to Washington, D.C. to visit the West Wing. Just listen to Herb Steck online at WGNU.net.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge, and most importantly the discipline, to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
I can almost feel the sun beating down on me and the sand beneath my feet. But there's no way I'm going to get to the beach anytime soon.
Mom, it's so much fun to stay in a hotel. Can we go somewhere, please?
That's it. We'll have a mini vacation at Executive West Hotel with their Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom package. I heard the West is like brand new with a classy renovation. You will love it.
Yeah, we get to stay in a hotel with a pool and go to Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom.
You can get an overnight package at Executive West Hotel and two admissions to Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom for only $109. And we don't even have to pay to park.
And don't forget, Mom, there's a free shuttle ride from Executive West Hotel to the park and back.
And with Executive West Hotel's Health Club, I'll get my workout in and never miss a beat.
And can we get room service, too?
Now you can enjoy the newly renovated rooms at Executive West Hotel, but with the same exemplary service they have always offered. Call now 1-800-626-2708. That's 1-800-626-2708. Executive West Hotel.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been made me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got. Looking back, looking back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Can I ask you a question and help me? Because I believe that things are done for a reason, but perhaps I'm wrong. East Hampton, Massachusetts. From the rear of an abandoned rubber factory, under the shadow of Mount Tom, Justin Carvin says that he has figured out a way for Americans to save money on gas, curb air pollution, and reduce their dependence on foreign oil. This is a 28-year-old guy in a mechanic shirt and wire-rimmed glasses. Carvin is the inventor of the grease car vegetable fuel system. $795. It's a kit that's fitted under the hoods of diesel cars and trucks and allows them to run on used vegetable oil. Once a vehicle is transformed into a grease car, every McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, neighborhood Chinese restaurant becomes a potential fuel stop. The idea of running a vehicle on fryer fat is so simple that it is more often dismissed as more than a novelty. I'm gonna continue with the specifics of this story, but I'm asking you, if a 28-year-old mechanic can come up with the idea of running diesel engines on used cooking oil, grease left over from your Dunkin' Donuts, tell me why the so-called finest minds in America, the 15-degreed people from MIT, and all of the ABCDEFG universities all across this country, tell me why they haven't come up with a $795 kit that converts an engine to running on used vegetable oil. Don't tell me that I'm conspiracy minded. If this 25-year-old baby can come up with this kind, with this engine, package it, come up with the price on it, y'all can run engines on water. There has got to be someone out there that has the patent. A car company out there that went and bought the patent for somebody who can run a car on water. Check it out. They went from a sales, after all of this gas prices at $2 a gallon, they went from a sale of 100 a year to more than 100 a month. He launched his business in 2001. To date, he sold about 1,200 kits. Check it out. There's a guy by the name of Charles Carrington, a 52-year-old from Evanston, Illinois, who was on the waiting list for Pyrus, the popular hybrid car. And the reason why he was on the waiting list was because he changed from where he was driving 30 miles to work. He converted his car. He says the grease car conversion kit gets the same mileage as diesel. Check it out. This guy did not have to go to some fancy mechanic or some electronic mechanic that makes $70 an hour. He installed the kit himself. He installed it on a 2003 Volkswagen Jetta, bought some vegetable oil at Sam's Club, and he said he's noticed no, see how they gave a plug to Sam's, that he has noticed no difference in his car. And he said, this is great. The next thing I'm going to try to do is to find a restaurant where I can get some free oil. You know what the criticism is? The criticism is that we don't have a track record of vegetable oils damage to diesel engines. Okay, let me get this straight. Viagra is selling a drug that causes blindness. Or Pfizer is selling Viagra, a drug that causes blindness. And the criticism of this is that we don't know what the damage to engines, diesel engines are. Shoot. I think we can afford to experiment on this. The Lee Bryant, the part of the grease car team, says that we have over 1 million miles on over a 1,000 vehicles. No damage. No damage. And again, I just got to say that they're lying to us. They are stealing from us. They are overcharging us. They are polluting our air and our atmosphere and our world. There are water cars out there, aren't there? There are water cars. There are patents for water cars out there. and they're not being released because of the our dependency on foreign oil. That's not why. Is these companies dependent on their profit margin? We are a better kept people if we are dependent upon foreign oil. And I want to say something. And I apologize for this misinformation. I said that this was a 28-year-old that created this. No. He was a student a few years back when he created this car. And where did they get word? How did he get the idea? A friend of his, Ty Williams, Carvin, invented his first grease car kit when he was a student at Hampshire College, after a friend told him about his using vegetable oils to run generators in Africa. Now, and here's the thing. Here's the beauty of it. The grease car kits do not replace the diesel fuel tank or the engine. The grease car kit houses a secondary fuel with a 15-gallon grease tank tucked inside the trunk. Once installed, the grease car must still be started with diesel fuel, particularly in cold weather when vegetable oil has a tendency to congeal. Heat exchangers in the grease tank warm the vegetable oil, reduce its thickness, making it more like a diesel fuel so that it can be injected into the engine. A switch on the dashboard changes the grease car's fuel from diesel to vegetable oil. Before the vehicle is turned off, it must be switched back to run on diesel fuel long enough to purge the grease from the engine and the fuel system. There is one quirk in using it. The exhaust tends to smell like whatever it was cooked in the grease, whether it's French fries or fish fillets. And smell him. They can smell you coming. We're going to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. They know. They know.
I'm inviting you to get aboard the Glory Bound train every Saturday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. right here over radio station WGNU, traveling down track AM 920. Join us. You'll be glad you did.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Paris. Voters in France have turned down a proposed constitution drawn up by the European Union. Voter turnout was high, which indicated the debate on the issue was very important. Political analysts say the rejection was likely due to a belief that adoption of the Constitution would lead to the dismantling of the French welfare system and the outsourcing of jobs to other low-cost countries in Eastern Europe. So far, 9 of the 25 countries making up the EU have ratified that document, which contains 448 articles and has a deadline for approval of October 2006. But all members have to approve it in order for it to be adopted. French President Jacques Chirac has been firmly behind the Constitution and had urged his countrymen not to be the black sheep that turned its back on it. But he failed to make his case to the nation believable. And Dateline New York. Friday brought the end of the UN conference on nuclear nonproliferation treaties.
The U.S. is being blamed for the failure to reach any type of agreement on policy, for using its procedural challenges in an effort to hide its own nuclear policies. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says he was saddened that such a great opportunity to strengthen the security against nuclear threats had been lost. The chairman of the three main committees said they had been unable to reach any consensus, and their reports were largely technical in nature. Discussion topics included disarmament, security safeguards, establishment of a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East, and peaceful uses of nuclear energy. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube ride, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
Stuart, how are those hedges coming, little man?
Dad!
Sorry, you're not little. You're 5. Man, you're holding a 10-horsepower gas hedge trimmer. I should watch myself, huh? So, fire her up and show those hedges who they're messing with.
But I could get hurt.
Don't focus on the negative. Come on, go get him, killer! Yeah, that's the battle cry of a lawn warrior. Now, steady the blade! Where are those hedges?
Dad!
Think of the trimmer as an extension of your arm. Come on, keep that arm away from...
The cat!
The cat! Oh, and the neighbor's new car!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Dad, make it stop!
Come back here. You can do the neighbor's shrubs after you finish ours.
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get up or get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. And don't forget, you can email me at Liz Brown, LizBrown, at sbcglobal.net. That's Liz Brown at sbcglobal.net. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Now, if you want to understand, if you want to understand how deep things are going to be in the Catholic Church, You need to look at a place that you normally may not think of looking. Look at the world of politics. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hi, Liz.
Yes, Earlene, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Great. Look, just got back from the judicial conference last week for municipal judges.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to kind of get a word out there to everyone with a CDL license. Because of some federal guidelines, you know how the feds will attach highway money to, you know, do as we say? There have been some substantial changes for people who have CDL licenses.
What are CDL licenses?
Commercial driver's license.
Okay.
Now, in looking at the statute, it may primarily mean people who actually drive the big rigs. But for anyone who knows that generally in this area, if you get a moving violation, you can get it amended by getting an attorney and going to court. Well, with the new federal regulations, many courts will not be amending a CDL driver. So if you get a speeding or any other kind of moving violation, you may be stuck with it being on your record. Also, a lot of people who have commercial driver's license maintain just a regular driver's license like you and I have. And if you lose your license, your regular driver's license, many people say, well, that's okay, I can just drive with my CDL. If you get too many points on your regular driver's license and you've got a CDL license, it'll cause that to be suspended or revoked too. So I would suggest people who are bus drivers or anyone who drives for a living, contact your union rep if you've got a union to find out. I can't go into all the details. I'm still sort of absorbing it, but I was just talking to a bus driver who had a ticket amended. And now if you have tickets on your regular license, it's going to affect your driver's license. They won't even let commercial drivers go to traffic safety school to avoid the points.
Wow. And what's the reasoning for that?
Well, you know, this is all still part of this so-called homeland security, because where it started was with the changes of people who drive hazardous waste. They're checking more into the details of people who drive hazardous waste, which I have no problem with that. But a lot of this is also kind of filtered down. And basically, anybody who knows who's ever been on the road, truck drivers, I mean, they drive like, you know what, out of hell. And that's because the more they can move, the more money they make. So I think what's going to happen when it starts affecting the economy, when the person who owns, you know, frozen food can't get their frozen food moved as fast as he's used to because the driver's saying, well, hey, I've got to go 55 miles
That's
an
right.
hour because I can't get this
That's
taken
right.
care of.
That's right.
Then it's going to start impacting people's pocketbooks, or you're going to have drivers who simply say, it's not feasible for me to earn a living this way.
Wow.
And when it hits the economy...
Because, I mean, it would make sense, Earlene, that if they had made the decision that, okay, just for hazardous waste drivers, we're going to have these heightened scrutiny. That makes sense.
I have no problem with the heightened scrutiny for hazardous waste drivers, whether you're dealing with terrorism or just plain safety issues.
Right.
But
the fact that there were never any heightened scrutiny for those drivers is crazy to begin with.
Right. Now, it doesn't mean that, actually the prosecutor is the person who amends the ticket. The judge never amends the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, whoever wrote the statute was a little bit off. But in talking to many of the prosecutors who also come down to the municipal judges meeting, they're saying, hey, we're not going to amend any tickets because the state may come in, the Department of Revenue may come in and do audits. And of course, if you've ever had a ticket amended for someone, they just rewrite on the face of the ticket what the new charge is, so it'll be very easy to see from the abstract what the original charge was. And so many prosecutors are simply saying, I'm not going to be into it with the Department of Revenue. You get a speeding
That's
ticket
crazy.
In my
That's
jurisdiction. And also in the city of St. Louis, once you hit Interstate 70, if any drivers are listening, commercial drivers, between 70 when you first roll into the city of St. Louis jurisdiction and the end of the city's jurisdiction, the St. Louis City Police Department has a special unit of police whose sole duty is to deal with truckers. They know all the rules, all the regs, you know, the whole bit. Again, I have no problem with them because they're there to try to keep the highways safe. But I'm just letting anybody know with these commercial driver's license how that's going to affect the person that's got one because he drives the church bus or, you know, the nursery school. I'm not sure, but they still
wow.
consider to having a CDL license.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right. 454-0400 is the phone number. Yes, car phone.
Hey, how you doing? Yes, I want to talk about that. You mentioned religion and the Catholic religion is one in politics. My conspiracy theory is this Angelica white movement, I don't know if it's white movement or black, I'll just say white movement, is going to affect everybody because Christians differ in how they deal with God, this Ten Commandments, all of these things. When they get through with the Muslims and get them straight and out and in line, if they ever do, they're going to come after the Catholics, they're going to come after the Jews, they're going to, because these Southern white Baptists don't worship God the same way as everybody else does. So this separation of church and state is going to have to be looked into because...
Thank you. We're going to take a break, folks. We'll be back with the president of NOW, that's the National Organization for Women, Kim Gandy. I'm Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. Stay with me. Much, much, much more.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. Michael Jackson's father reportedly says child molestation accusations against his son have devastated his family. According to the New York Daily News, Joe Jackson says his son is not eating and is taking the accusations pretty hard. Joe Jackson also told the newspaper he places most of the blame on Martin Bashir's documentary, Living with Michael Jackson. Jackson, labeling the story as unfair, says, "We probably wouldn't be here if his son hadn't done that Bashir documentary." Meanwhile, the jury in the singer's trial could begin deliberations later this week. ABC's Alex Stone has more from Santa Maria, California, in this live report.
Michael, within a couple of days, the jury could be deciding between freedom and prison time for Michael Jackson. Testimony came to an abrupt end on Friday when both the prosecution and defense rested their rebuttal cases.
Michael, are you relieved the case is over?
No comment on this.
Closing arguments are set to begin as early as tomorrow after the judge and attorneys work on some issues today. Michael.
ABC's Alex Stone. Four Americans, four Italians, and an Iraqi were killed in two separate aircraft crashes in Iraq. It's believed Iraqi militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi and al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden have easily communicated with each other over the Internet. New Internet audio purportedly of al-Zarqawi tells bin Laden he is only slightly wounded. ABC's Brian Ross has more.
U.S. officials have spent the long weekend looking at this tape, which was posted early Saturday morning. They believe that it is Zarqawi's voice based on previous messages. As one official told us, they have not tried to mislead us before about the authenticity.
Union officials say ground workers for United Airlines are ready to strike if they don't have a contract by today's deadline. The good news is that the union is saying officials are encouraged by progress in talks. Actor Christian Slater was arrested. New York police say Slater is accused of groping a woman on a Manhattan street. This is ABC News.
Gas prices may rise or fall, but that doesn't change one irrefutable fact. You have a full life, and you need an SUV. The thing is to choose wisely. GM offers more SUVs than anybody, and you might be surprised to know that many of them offer excellent fuel economy in the city and on the highway. So relax. Pile in all your friends and go flea marketing. Make another trip to the home improvement store. Take the family to the lake and smile as you drive right past the pump. Life is good. Have a great week.
Tell me where you are. And I will jump into my car. I won't slow down.
More SUVs that get impressive fuel economy. Only one car company could do that. Only GM. To find out more, visit onlygm.com/MPG.
Paris Hilton is ready for the married life. Hilton has gotten engaged to Greek shipping heir Paris Lattice. People magazine editor Peter Castro says the couple marked the engagement with a barbecue over the weekend.
They were flipping burgers and you know, roasting hot dogs, and both Parises flipped their own burgers because, to them, that's being down to earth, and that's what they wanted to be.
Who got cuts from the cheese? An English countryside held its annual cheese rolling competition, but ABC's Linda Albin tells us the tradition comes with broken bones, cuts, and bruises.
Please prepare forward!
Watched by thousands, dozens risked life and limb to capture a giant double Gloucester cheese as it careened down the steep slope that is Cooper's Hill. Two-time winner of the female competition, Dionne Carter.
Painful. They can win. I won it last year.
But male winner Chris Anderson was less lucky. His head-over-heels performance won in the cheese, which he clutched as he lay on a stretcher, having suffered a seriously sprained ankle.
Michael Barr, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich says he will sign legislation that closes the gun show loophole. The State House of Representatives approved a bill that requires gun sellers who are not federally licensed firearms dealers to request background checks from the state police before they can sell guns at gun shows. After a background check, if the state police determine that a prospective buyer is eligible to own a gun, the police will issue an approval number that's valid for 30 days. The buyer must purchase their gun within that 30-day period, and the seller must retain sales records for at least 10 years. A display in North County yesterday honored the soldiers still in harm's way and their fallen comrades. At James Egan Park in Florissant, 1,800 flags were posted to represent each soldier killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Steve Conan, the project chairman for the flag event, says Memorial Day seems to be a forgotten holiday.
Memorial Day is more the beginning of summer rather than what it was intended. The day has just seemingly lost some of the significance, and we're just trying to bring it back. These are men that gave their lives for our freedom.
The flags in the field are being sold for $15, and as of Sunday, 350 of the 1,800 flags had been sold. The profits will go to the Backstoppers in the Florissant DARE program. A recent national study says 2 hours on a Tuesday morning is the most productive part of the week at a workplace. Tuesdays between the hours of 10 a.m. and noon were the most favored. CareerWomen.com recently polled 2,000 U.S. workers about when they feel at the top of their productivity game. Spokesperson Lisa McKenzie of the Portland, Oregon-based online Career Center for Women says identifying what makes workers more productive helps increase efficiencies and effectiveness. Some insights by respondents include creating and using a checklist to stay organized and focused, arrive to work early for a jumpstart on responsibilities, and avoid constant email interruptions by setting a certain time to check and respond to messages. Other advice is to socialize at lunch, not at the water cooler. And finally, take a short break if you feel your energy level begins to fall. Finally this hour, call it a sign of the times. For the first time ever, a cell phone ringtone is topping the music charts in England. Axel F. by Crazy Frog beat out Coldplay's new release Speed of Sound to top the British singles charts. The ringtone, based on the theme song from Eddie Murphy's 1984 comedy Beverly Hills Cop, went on sale as a CD last week. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. 1-800-2-DONATE or visit 1-800-2-DONATE.org. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Air National Guard. Eastbound 70 between 94 and Blanchette Bridge. Major road construction has two left lanes closed until fall. Traffic is backed up all the way east of Zumbo at this hour. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley. Stop and go traffic due to an earlier accident. Northbound 55 between Carondelet and 44. Everything's on the move. Eastbound 44 between Antire and Merrimack River Bridge. No problems to report. Northbound 270 is bumper to bumper on either side of 44. Westbound 270 from New Florissant to 170. Slow traffic in the right lane as you approach the 170 exits. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, that traffic is starting to finally ease up this hour. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, look for slow traffic. And your bridge approaches stack up like this. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge, there's no problems to report. But westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way on to Laclede's Landing is still stop and go at this hour. Also, a construction note, westbound 270 at 5570 and 255. Look for various lanes closed due to road construction. And westbound 255 at Illinois 157, which is over on the Illinois side, look for various lane closures due to the replacement of expansion joints over the Prairie du Mont diversion channel. Two lanes will remain open, however, at all times. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Air National Guard. Job description, guarding America and defending freedom. The Air National Guard is looking for someone just like you. Great training and college benefits available. Call 800-2-GO-ANG. That's 800-2-GO-ANG. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Pretty much the same all the way through. Partly sunny today, a high around 80. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 80. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And Thursday, you guessed it, partly sunny with a high around 80. Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 68 degrees under partly sunny skies. Lambert Field is reporting 67 and some clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up, get to me. We have all so much stuff to talk about. I'm looking at the Chicago Tribune from Saturday. And I'm looking in the commentary section where they have their little editorial comments. And they call them a collection of political cartoons from across the nation. There is a cartoon coming out of the Orlando Sentinel. A donkey, presumably representing the Democrats, and an elephant, presumably representing the Republicans. Both of them have their fingers holding their noses, with the Democrats representing the filibuster and the Republicans representing the nuclear options. And the headline over the cartoon is Senate Compromise. Another cartoon coming out of the Akron Beacon Journal. A Republican elephant and a Democrat donkey speaking to the press. The donkey says, "We agree to preserve the principle of filibuster." The Republicans elephant saying, "As long as they don't use it." I think that really capsulizes where we are today. But to give us some specifics on what the meaning of that so-called compromise meant and means to us, I have the president of the National Organization for Women, that would be Kim Gandy, president of NOW, joining us from Washington, D.C. Kim Gandy, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are things in St. Louis?
Things in St. Louis are just as crazy as things are in Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's pretty crazy.
So, Kim, I mean, I will tell you, I was pretty doggone upset when this so-called compromise occurred last week. What's your opinion on that? What's your belief on what really happened that day?
It's hard to say what really happened. I think that neither side was convinced that they had the votes to win. It was, you either had 49 votes or you had 50 votes, or Bill Frist did. And I think that there was a group of people that were sort of in the middle that were really afraid to take a chance one way or the other, either to take a chance that the nuclear option might actually occur and there would not be a potential possibility to filibuster a Supreme Court nominee, and on the other side that the effort to go nuclear, as it were, would fail and would embarrass the Republicans. And so there's a group in the middle that just decided not to take chances. I think for those of us who care about these issues on the progressive side, it was a loss for us, though. It wasn't much of a compromise.
And it was a huge loss.
I think it was. I likened it to a mugger who says, okay, we'll compromise. You give me everything I want and I won't shoot you. So you give the mugger everything they want and they don't shoot you, but they say, but I might shoot you later.
But then you have Democrats.
They call it a compromise.
Well, and then you have Democrats running down the aisle saying, we won, he didn't shoot me, but he has all your stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. You're still a victim. You know, you might have escaped the bullet, but you've lost all your stuff, and you're still a victim.
I think the
Democrats tried to put the best spin on it. You know, I probably wouldn't have been too helpful to them politically to come out and say, oh, we lost, we're really powerless and ineffective. And so I think they tried to put the best spin on it that they could. And lots of people went along with that and decided that declaring victory was perhaps the best thing to do in the circumstance. One of the few news releases besides NOW's that really said what happened was from the Congressional Black Caucus.
I also read a news release from PUSH, too. Jesse Jackson called it.
Yeah.
Jesse Jackson took issue with it as well.
Yeah, indeed, you're right.
And you know,
those were few and far between. There were a lot of declaring victory press releases. I understand why they did that, because, you know, declaring defeat isn't too thrilling for your side.
But I think
it was a defeat.
But, Kim, aren't there other choices besides declaring defeat? Why didn't the Democrats turn this on the Republicans and say, you know what, the mugger mugged us and they still have the gun? So they're still going to
have the gun. That's right. You know, and the second cartoon that you read was really on point. You know, we've saved the filibuster, yeah, as long as you don't use it.
Right.
And as soon as you try to use it, I think that what they're counting on is that there will be very little use of the filibuster outside of a Supreme Court nomination, and that may indeed be what the Republicans were trying to ensure. I mean, there are a couple of really, really bad nominees coming down the pike: Janice Rogers Brown, William Pryor, Terrence Boyle. Three of the worst, two of them were part of this deal and are going to be coming up for a vote next week, probably Wednesday on Brown and Thursday on Pryor. I mean, they are coming up right away, as soon as they get back from the break that they're on right now.
Let's back up a little bit, because if we can do a little bit of history of Owen. Patricia Owen has already been confirmed.
She's been confirmed.
So let's talk about the Democrats at one time engaged in a filibuster to protect the United States from this woman. What changed? I mean, now the United States no longer needs to be protected from this woman?
Apparently, and of course, Janice Rogers Brown and Terrence Boyle and William Pryor were also all filibustered. There were, I mean, think about this. George Bush got over 200 nominees, and they're fighting over seven. They're threatening to go nuclear over the last seven. As Barbara Boxer put it last week, she said, you know, we got 95% of everything he asked for. How many people would get 95% of what they wanted and not have a big grin on their faces?
But here's the piece. I mean, I understand that, and I agree with that, but why haven't we seen any ads about that? Why isn't that the position that the Democrats were taking about why they were doing the filibuster? Instead, they go to these arcane rules of, well, this is what our country's already stood for. The guy got 95% of what he asked for. The answer is no. No one gets 100% of everything they asked for.
And I think there have been some ads like that. But, you know, ads like that are really expensive. And, frankly, the characters with the money to spend on that kind of thing tend to be the Republicans, the party of the wealthy and the corporations. They're the ones that have the money to put into this kind of thing. It's why our side has some difficulty in dealing with things like things that ought to be easy, like health care costs. I mean, look at when Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton tried to reform health care, and Harry and Louise came along and scared the whole country out of it. Well, who are Harry and Louise? They were paid for by the insurance industry that wanted to protect their monopoly. But it was successful, unfortunately. People aren't paying attention.
Well, let's talk about what people have not had a chance to pay attention to and don't know about. Let's talk about what has now been foisted upon the American public, Patricia Owen. Talk to us about her record.
Oh, she has just an abominable record. My comment after her confirmation last week was that it was another notch in Karl Rove's belt. He literally, Karl Rove, who was the architect of the current Bush administration policy in a wide range of areas, plucked her from relative obscurity as a Houston lawyer and raised nearly $1 million, according to public records, for her campaign. Much of it from big businesses and corporations, and installed her on the Texas Supreme Court, where he has proceeded to nurture her career to the point that she was actually offered Chief Justice by the Republican governor of Texas earlier this year. And Karl Rove talked her out of it and said, yeah, we know you were a filibuster, but we're going to get you in anyway. And she has, in fact, you know, I think taken a page out of her fellow Texan DeLay's book. She took money from Enron. She took money from Halliburton and then proceeded to rule in their favor in cases before her as a justice of the Texas Supreme Court. I mean, just totally aside from her really terrible pro-corporate, anti-individual philosophy, she also has is ethically challenged, as you might say. In fact, in her hearing, she has dissented countless times. This is a majority, a vast majority Republican court in Texas, and she's been the lone dissenter in case after case after case, and she was asked, generally dissenting on behalf of a corporation against an individual. And she was asked at her congressional hearing last time, could she think of a single case where she had dissented in favor of an individual over a corporation? And there was not one, not in her entire career as the number one dissenter on the Texas Supreme Court. Not once had she ever dissented in favor of an individual over a corporation. She's totally in the corporate pocket, and we've now added another judge like that to the already out-of-balance Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
And with this record, a record that is so clearly problematic, so clearly wrong in the issue, in the interest of the vast majority of American people, the Democratic Party said, we're going to let George W. Bush have a free pass on her.
Well, seven individuals did that, and that was enough, because, as you know, the Republicans have 55 senators, the Democrats have 45 senators, and so the only way that they can stop a judge from being confirmed is to filibuster. And they can only filibuster if they keep 41 Democrats in the fold. So if any five of the 45 Democrats go to the other side, they can't even maintain a filibuster. And so that's why they've only been able to filibuster 10 out of more than 200, because they had to basically hold almost 100% of the Democrats. But that wasn't enough for the Republicans. They wanted to eliminate the filibuster altogether so that the 55 Republicans all by themselves could confirm every crazy judge that came down the pike.
Now, in terms of criticism of judges, Republicans have and conservatives have always leveled the criticism that activist judges writing laws from the bench, these are the types of people that we need to keep off of the bench. Well, Priscilla Owen has done that herself, right, with abortion laws.
Oh, she's, in fact, these particular judges, these 10 that were filibustered, were among the most activist judges you could ever imagine, literally trying to completely rewrite the laws. Bush's own attorney general, Alberto Gonzalez, who was on the Texas Supreme Court with Priscilla Owen, actually said that her attempt to rewrite a Texas law judicially through her opinion was, quote, an unconscionable act of judicial activism. I mean, it even got to be too much for Alberto Gonzalez, who 12 different times criticized her opinions as a member of the Texas Supreme Court. She is so far out there, as are these others. Janice Rogers Brown has repeatedly criticized the entire New Deal and referred to Social Security as grandparents cannibalizing their grandchildren.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
But again, these are poster children for why the Democratic Party should be standing up, screaming from the top of houses, screaming at every opportunity that they have to stop. Because if a Priscilla Owen gets on the bench, and she is, and a bad Janice Brown gets on the bench, and she will, who else is going to be brought down the pike?
Well, and it's not just that. I was on I was on Hardball the other day with Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council, who was asked by Chris Matthews whether they would support Alberto Gonzalez for the Supreme Court, seeing him as one of the more moderate of the Bush crowd. And he said, well, I don't know why he'd want to appoint him. What's wrong with these three fine judges that have just escaped the filibuster, referring to Priscilla Owens, Janice Rogers Brown, and William Pryor as people they would like to see nominated to the Supreme Court. And indeed, there is a theory that Bush will nominate someone who is really, really outrageous for the Supreme Court as a way to test his power. Somebody who will change the balance of the court for literally decades to come.
What kind of impact will Priscilla Owen have on the Fifth Circuit? What can she do? What's the damage that she can inflict?
The Fifth Circuit is already quite conservative, and what her presence does is really seal that in for the residents of Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama, that's my home circuit. I'm a member of the bar of the Fifth Circuit. Seals in a really strong anti-consumer, pro-corporate, anti-individual rights and liberties in particular, sentiment on that court and seals that in for probably decades to come.
And I think another interesting thing about this, Kim, is that Priscilla has never ruled on any or has never had any experience with criminal cases. So
no.
Now we're going to start seeing what she's like on criminal cases.
Yeah, well.
How scary is that?
I think that we can probably predict how she's going to rule on most cases. I mean, some of these folks, Janice Rogers Brown, who will come up for a vote next week, for example, was the on a Supreme Court that includes 5 Republicans besides herself and only 1 Democrat. Now, we're talking 6 Republicans and 1 Democrat. Janice Rogers Brown was the lone dissenter in dozens and dozens and dozens of cases. I mean, you cannot imagine how many times she was criticized by her fellow Republicans on that court for being so out there. And in fact, one of the recent cases that just went to the U.S. Supreme Court, her particular opinion, she was criticized by name by Sandra Day O'Connor. And Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas did not even try to come to her defense. It was a 9-0 opinion. 9-0 on the U.S. Supreme Court. Even Scalia and Thomas didn't try to defend the outrageousness of Janice Rogers Brown's positions. And yet they want to put her on the D.C. Circuit. Now, this is what's key about Janice Rogers-Brown.
Let's hold on that thought, please. We have to take a break. I am talking to the president of NOW, Kim Gandy. She's joining us from Washington, D.C. The Senate nuclear option deal, were we victimized or were we compromised? I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back with Kim Gandy, president of NOW. Stay with us.
There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Eastbound 70 at King Bridge is a disabled vehicle. Left lane is blocked. There is a brief slowdown at this hour. Northbound 55 between River De Pere and Lafayette. Expect normal traffic in your 830 commute. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler Plant and Merrimack River Bridge. Look for slow traffic there. Northbound 270 at 44 in Marshall. It is slow volume going there as well. Westbound 270 from 367 and Washington Elizabeth. Everything is flowing freely this hour. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley. Look for stop and go traffic this hour. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley. Look for slow traffic as well. And your bridges stack up like this. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. It has returned back to normal. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side to Laclede's Landing is on the move. And there's a report of an accident at Route 100 just east of New Haven city limits. And St. Charles Rock Road at Addy. Look for traffic lights not to be working there on red flash this hour, as well as Page at Hanley. Traffic lights are on red flash as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. That's 1-800-2-DONATE, or you can go to 1-800-2-DONATE.org for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Pretty much the same straight through. Partly sunny today, high around 80. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the 60s. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 80. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And Thursday, partly sunny with a high around 80. Thursday evening, look forward to pretty much the same. Partly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 68 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 67 degrees, both under sunny skies. Stay tuned. More of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Leonardo Drisdale with The Human Factor. Tune me in and lock on from 1 to 4 p.m. Thursday afternoon. The time might be new, but the idea is the same. To get past skin so as a race we all win. That's The Human Factor with me, Leonardo Drisdale, 1 to 4 p.m. Thursdays on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU 920 on the AM dial.
Get a little higher.
Burundi, Congo, Ghana, India, Indonesia, Kenya, Liberia, Malawi, Mexico, Myanmar, Nepal, the Philippines, Romania, Russia, Sierra Leone, South Africa, Swaziland, Thailand, Uganda. 20 countries on 4 continents, all with one thing in common. Hope for the Nations is working with children at risk, walking in God's love, listening and sensitively responding to the needs at hand and promoting the interests of others in these diverse locations, with the goal of turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders. Learn more about Hope for the Nations and get involved in this worldwide nonprofit outreach. Visit www.hopeforthenations.com. www.hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations since 1994.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
But I think we got it. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. I am talking to the president of NOW, Kim Gandy. She is joining us from Washington, D.C. Kim, welcome back. Kim?
Greetings.
Yes. And we were talking about bad Justice Janice Rogers Brown and why she's going to be particularly bad for the D.C. Circuit.
Yes, because she, of course, is in California, but she's not being appointed or nominated to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out in California, which is actually is one of the few circuits that is not heavily dominated by conservatives. She's being appointed to the D.C. Circuit, which is unusual in that the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals handles every appeal from every regulatory agency in the United States. She's the one who doesn't believe in any regulation. In fact, that was this recent Supreme Court case was about whether a certain California regulation was unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court, including Thomas and Scalia said 9-0. Well, of course it is. How silly. It was passed by the legislature. There was nothing unreasonable about it, and she doesn't believe in regulation of any kind. So she's going to be deciding on appeals to the Federal Communications Commission about media consolidation, which we already know is a problem. She's going to be deciding appeals to the Federal Elections Commission about election law and enforcement, to the Environmental Protection Agency about protections for the environment, which she does not believe in, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, you name it. Every agency, every administrative and regulatory agency whose decision is appealed, it goes to the D.C. Circuit, which is why having this particular judge on this particular circuit is so very dangerous.
And the fact that Scalia and Clarence Thomas didn't join her and or support her on that decision, I have to, I guess there's only one way to describe it. I would have to use, you know, Kim, from as a lawyer to another lawyer, the legal phrase nut job to describe her.
We call it a nut bar back in Louisiana, but it's very similar. It's a similar legal turn of phrase.
Unbelievable. So talk to us about, because I don't want to be sexist. Let's talk about the men in this group. Let's talk about William Pryor.
William Pryor, you will recall from the various battles in the state of Alabama, he was the person who argued the Sandoval case, which essentially held that the Title VI provisions against race discrimination in the Civil Rights Act could not be enforced by an individual bringing a lawsuit, which, of course, is not much point in having a law if you can't sue to enforce the law. A little minor problem there.
He was already a judge when he said that.
Well, no, he was the Alabama Attorney General.
Oh, the Attorney General.
He argued the case in the United States Supreme Court. And he also, as Alabama Attorney General, was the lone Attorney General in the entire United States to file a brief challenging the constitutionality of what? The Violence Against Women Act. 35 other attorney generals, 35, I mean, we're talking some pretty conservative states in these 35, 35 other attorney generals filed a brief supporting the constitutionality of and the need for the Violence Against Women Act. William Pryor, standing alone, filed a brief opposing
the
Violence Against Women Act, just saying it was unconstitutional, that Congress shouldn't be able to be involved in this. The list is unbelievable. Go to the now.org website, www.now.org. If you type in judges or type in Pryor, P-R-Y-O-R, or Janice Brown, I mean, you can find all kinds of crazy opinions that have come from them. But I just pick out a couple that rose to the level of the United States Supreme Court, the very, very kinds of decisions that he would be involved in. And, of course, Pryor is now on the bench. Why? He was filibustered. He's not supposed to be on the bench. Guess what? He got a recess appointment. The Congress took a 3-day break, and President Bush decided that that was a recess that entitled him to appoint anybody he wanted to any court he wanted. And he appointed Pryor during this tiny little break, which was not, in fact, even an official recess. Talk about an abuse of power. Talk about the abuse of the authority of the president. It is truly extraordinary.
Now, we hear the argument from Bill Frist, who I guess believes that you can get AIDS from tears, Dr. Frist. He believes that the argument that these nominees deserve an up or down vote, it's not fair, it's not right. What happened when Bill Clinton was in office? Did his nominees get an up and down vote all the time?
Oh, of course they didn't. Of course they didn't. And in fact, if you look at Priscilla Owen, that seat that's open on the Fifth Circuit that Priscilla Owen just filled, Bill Clinton tried to fill that seat 3 times. Two of the candidates that he tried to fill it with were Hispanic candidates who are grossly underrepresented on the Fifth Circuit for a circuit that covers the state of Texas. And all th- all three of his nominees were turned down, were turned back, were bottled up by the Republican leadership in the U.S. Senate. Why? Because they were holding that seat open for Priscilla Owen, hoping that they would take back the White House. And indeed, in 2001, they took back the White House from the Democrats and proceeded to put Priscilla Owen in and then demand that she was entitled to an up-and-down vote when the three previous nominees for that very same seat, for that exact seat, were bottled up. And here's another one. There were numerous Clinton appointees to the D.C. Circuit who were bottled up. And you know why they were bottled up? Because the Republicans, including the Republican chief judge of the D.C. Circuit, said there were already too many judges on that circuit. They had no overload like some of the circuits did. They had no crisis. They didn't really need any more judges. And so the Republicans seized on that to turn back every effort that Bill Clinton made to fill these seats on the D.C. Circuit. Because they said there are already 10 judges, we don't need any more. Well, guess what? George Bush has just nominated number 11 and number 12 to the D.C. Circuit. And no suggestions that the court doesn't need any more judges. And nothing has changed on the court. In fact, caseload's gone down.
We're talking to the president of NOW, Kim Gandy, joining us from Washington, D.C. And, Kim, what's that website you can direct us to, please?
www.now.org.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Kim Gandy, president of NOW. This is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. My number here is 454-0400. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. Stay with us, folks. Much, much more to talk about.
Hi, this is Yakov Smirnov, and here's an old Russian song. Come to Branson in Missouri. You can call me on my dime. 1-800, what a country. It's the Yakov ticket line. I'm a comic, came from Moscow. Being Russian's not a crime. Tell your mommy I'm no commie. See my show, it's really fine. 1-800, what a country. Bring your kids, your dad and mom. All details on my website, yakov.com.
Donations of funds and building supplies are needed for O'Fallon, Missouri's Christmas in July program to help low-income homeowners. The two residents selected for the program are single parents with children. Volunteers with handyman skills are needed to help make repairs on July 29th and 30th. To donate or volunteer, please call 636-379-5510. News to you from WGNU.
The Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you by
BlackOwnWeb.com, an internet directory of black-owned businesses. To find a black-owned business, log on www.blackownedweb.com. Or to get your business listed, call 994-3107, 994-3107, BlackOwnedWeb.com.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Damascus. The Syrian government says it took some 300 Saudi Arabians into custody at the Damascus airport last week on suspicion they were headed to Iraq to fight with the insurgents. Some relatives are disputing that claim, however, saying they were going to Syria to spend their holidays. The Syrian ambassador to the UN says about 1,200 people have been arrested in his country over the last few months to prevent them from getting into Iraq and most likely joining forces with the insurgents. The Bush administration has been critical of Syria in recent months, saying it was not doing enough to help prevent help from getting to the Iraqi insurgent movement. And Dateline Washington. Even though the Bush administration has been on North Korea's case for some time over nuclear issues, the president has proposed giving $3.5 million to an international consortium that's building two nuclear reactors there. The Korean Peninsula Energy Movement organization says the U.S. money would not go toward development of a nuclear reactor, but only be used for construction of the facility. The group was formed in 1994 by the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. The trio had also pledged to provide enough oil for North Korea's energy needs until the reactor project was finished. In return, North Korea was to dismantle any reactors being used for nuclear arms and allow international inspectors to verify compliance.
The reactors under construction would be able to provide one-fifth of North Korea's energy needs. The organization has decided to end the fuel oil shipments after North Korea kicked out international atomic energy monitors and withdrew from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. In an interesting twist, the Swiss company that is in charge of the project had a gentleman by the name of Donald Rumsfeld on its payroll in early 2000 when it got the North Korean contract worth over $200 million. He was on the board of technology giant KBB when he took the job of defense secretary. The company says it has let go of its involvement with the reactor construction at this point in time. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update, brought to you by
BlackOwnWeb.com, an internet directory of black-owned businesses. To find a black-owned business, log on www.blackownedweb.com or to get your business listed, call 994-3107, 994-3107, BlackOwnedWeb.com.
April 1805, bison as far as the eye can see, an abundance of bald eagle, Meriwether Lewis.
July 1805, we beheld a great number of antelope, deer, and elk. William Clark.
Imagine if Lewis and Clark's journals continued long past the end of their journey.
June 1905, beaver trapped out, buffalo herd down to a scant few.
How would they describe their trail today?
August 2005, the river is silent.
Would they be pleased?
On a more pleasant note, the new interstate certainly makes the commute more manageable.
Or would they feel differently?
Something must be done to save what's left of this great place.
As we commemorate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, consider what's been lost and what we can do to preserve what's left. Walk with them and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I got something I want to talk about. Y'all look here. The time has come to air my feelings. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I'm talking to the president of NOW, Kim Gandy, joining us in Washington, D.C. Kim, I want to have this discussion because I live here in St. Louis, and I have a United States congressperson by the name of William Lacy Clay.
Yes.
And William Lacy Clay on this so-called child interstate abortion notification act said, and I quote, "I am going to follow my church leadership and vote in favor of this bill," said Clay. "We have to start being flexible on issues such as abortion and gay rights. Now that's going to alienate some of my constituents in the pro-choice community. But look, it's time we start telling these constituency groups, hey, don't be so rigid in your stance and hold us to such a litmus test that it costs us seats." What do you think, Kim? Is this one of the reasons why we have the Democrats capitulating in the Senate on these issues, because we're seeing movement actions in the Democratic Party that don't cause us to stay together?
Well, I think that's quite true. There we see Howard Dean, even, who I think some of us thought was going to be a progressive voice for making the Democratic Party stronger and more the party of individual rights and individual responsibilities. And instead, we see the party seeming to go the other direction, much more around, I guess I would call it a theocracy, around what the Catholic Church wants, about what the Christian, conservative Christian churches want, not the church that I grew up in. I grew up as a Methodist, and I don't see a lot of Methodist ministers out campaigning to put more restrictions and limitations on people's individual rights. But I certainly see people being more reactive and responsive to their personal religious belief than to the needs of their constituents, and I think that's very dangerous.
I mean, how problematic is it that we have someone like Lacy Clay who says, "I'm going to follow my church leadership, follow my"? I didn't see the Pope's name on the ballot. Yeah. He's going to follow the...
I don't think the Pope voted for him
okay.
either.
And I don't think the Pope voted for him either. So, what does this say for us? What does an organization like Now advocate when we have supposedly liberal Democrats saying, I'm going to follow my church on this and switch my vote for a bill that basically will put a child's grandmother in jail for taking her to across state lines for an abortion?
Well, and not only that. I mean, this could be from, Kansas City, Missouri to Kansas City, Kansas.
Right.
We could be talking across town
right.
to the nearest clinic,
That's
which
right.
just happens to be across a state line, and the girl's grandmother or sister could go to jail for this. It really is truly outrageous and jeopardizes the lives and health of teenagers. We call it the Teen Endangerment Act. That's the nickname that we give to that bill.
Well, how do you all respond to Congress people like this? What do you all say or do?
Well, obviously, there is a swift reaction from our national office and from our locals as well. And, if I go back to a slogan from the old days, if we can't change their minds, we'll change their faces.
And because we see within the Republican Party, we see moderate Republicans being targeted by Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, you know what, we don't like your position on this one issue. We are going to go after you. Do we see enough of that in the Democratic Party? How long do we allow people, Democrats, to migrate away from core Democratic principles?
I think it's quite the opposite in the Democratic Party. I think that those who are the staunchest adherents to the basic philosophies and the core principles of the Democratic Party are the ones that find themselves under attack because they're standing up for those principles and not giving a pass to the people who ignore the principles. It was interesting to hear Reverend Jesse Jackson speaking a while back to a group of ministers at a minister's lunch. By the way, are you going to be at Rainbow Push next week?
I'm planning on it.
I will see you there.
Speaking at the
women's lunch, but I was at the minister's lunch a while back, and he basically was asking questions. He says, now, how many of you have people in your congregations that can't make ends meet because they're making minimum wage and it's not enough to feed their families? And, of course, every hand went up. And on the questions went like that, and every hand would go up. And then he finally said, now, how many of you have in your congregation people who, same-sex couples who are clamoring for you to marry them? And you looked through, you could have heard a pin drop. There wasn't a hand up in the place. And he said, so what are you thinking that you're out there preaching on this instead of preaching about living wage, instead of preaching about health care, instead of preaching about protecting our Social Security and our disability insurance and our survivors benefits and all the things that our community has worked hard for and paid into over the years that are in danger? And, I mean, you could see people looking at each other going,
exactly. Well, what?
But he's exactly right.
Kim, what's it going to take? What's it going to take when we can sit and we continue to see, again, I'm pointing to Lacey because Lacey is here. You see somebody that's defined themselves as a liberal, progressive Democrat say to the Democrats and the world, I'm going to go with my church on this, and y'all need to stop being so rigid on your core values. And we see people like that, and we see the other Democrats doing not standing up and fight. What's it going to take? What's it going to take to change this?
Well, somebody said to me the other day that she thought that what it was really going to take was for us to hit bottom first. And I said, I sure hope that's not the case, because when we really hit bottom, it means that we've lost the court. It means the programs have been dismantled that will never be rebuilt. Social Security, for example, once $2 trillion has been put into privatizing the system, $2 trillion with a T, there will never, ever be another $2 trillion to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's lost forever. That will never come back. The same thing with the judges. Once the Supreme Court is stacked, right now it's 5-4, once it goes 4-5 and then 3-6 and then 2-7, all of which may happen in the next 3 years, we're talking decades. We are talking 30, 35 years before that court could come back again to supporting individual rights and liberties. I mean, when you talk about hitting bottom, you're not talking about hitting bottom for a year or 2 years. You're talking about once you hit bottom, you're on the bottom for decades. And indeed, it may mean the rebirth of a party that adheres to its core principles, but at what cost? At what cost?
Kim Gandy, president of NOW, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call. Can you give folks the email or the website address, please?
Yes, www.now.org. If you'd like to hear about what's going on, there's a little sign-up block in the middle of the page. Put in your email address, and we'll send you every couple of weeks an update about what's going on in the world and how you can help.
Kim Gandy, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Always a pleasure, Liz.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I'll be back in the next hour. We have so much more to talk about. Stay with me.
The people who love peace all over the world. Progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. Organizers of the 1985 Live Aid concert say they're planning five new concerts on July 2nd. ABC's Linda Alban has more from the Foreign Desk in London.
Big names to fight a big problem. 20 years after Live Aid, Bob Geldof has put the spotlight back on global poverty with Live Aid. Concerts in major cities, including London, Rome, Berlin, Paris, and Philadelphia, where Bon Jovi, Dave Matthews, Stevie Wonder, and Puff Daddy will take center stage.
We see people dying on our television screens every night, seemingly forever. So this is to finally, as much as we can, put a stop to that.
The summer gigs meant to coincide with a meeting of the leaders of the eight industrialized nations. Linda Alban, ABC News, London.
United Airlines ground workers are a threatening strike if they don't have a contract by the end of the day. One key sticking point is a pension plan. It may seem innocent enough, but a children's game called Chubby Bunny turned deadly, and it's at the center of a wrongful death lawsuit in Cook County, Illinois. Sixth grader Casey Fish suffocated in 1999 after playing the game at her school. The game involves stuffing your mouth with marshmallows and then trying to say Chubby Bunny. ABC's Dan Harris has more.
In court on Thursday, the Fish's attorney told jurors Casey's class was improperly supervised during the game, claiming effective supervision timely acted upon would have saved Casey. In his opening statement, the attorney for the Glenview, Illinois School District said, "What happened on June 4, 1999 was an absolute tragedy. The employees of Glenview School District have been deeply, deeply affected by the death of Casey Fish."
Iraqi officials say the governor of the country's Anbar province has been killed after clashes between U.S. forces and his abductors. President Bush will hold a news conference within the hour. Mr. Bush will make an opening statement about the economy and then is expected to open the floor to other questions. This is ABC News.
You may not have heard yet, but nitric oxide is one of the main factors in maintaining a healthy heart. I'm Dr. Farid Mirad, and I've spent my life researching the importance of nitric oxide. I've even been awarded the Nobel Prize. This work has led to a powerful nutritional supplement, CardioDiscovery. CardioDiscovery provides key nutrients to help your body produce nitric oxide. So take a step to a healthier heart with CardioDiscovery.
Pick up CardioDiscovery at CVS and other fine retailers. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A 1.99% mortgage? Call Quicken Loans now for an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call 800-316-3511 to see how you could get a $200,000 mortgage for only $330 a month, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-316-3511. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states.
Police in Karachi, Pakistan, have recovered the bodies of six people from a KFC restaurant that was set on fire by a mob yesterday. The rioting broke out after a suicide attack at a mosque. Jurors in the Michael Jackson child molestation trial will return to court tomorrow, but today the judge and lawyers have some business to take care of. Testimony wrapped up last week. ABC's Alex Stone has more from Santa Maria, California.
The prosecution and defense, along with the judge, will likely take most of today and maybe even part of tomorrow, deciding on instructions that jurors will hear before they begin deliberating. Once those instructions are written, then the jury will return to listen to closing arguments. There is a very good chance deliberations will be underway by the end of the week.
Star Wars Episode III Revenge of the Sith remained number one at the movie box office over the long Memorial Day weekend. The animated film Madagascar debuted in second. The Longest Yard, the remake of the 1974 film, was a close third. Michael Barr, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brangemeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the West Nile virus has already made its presence known in both Illinois and Missouri. Greg James, the Director of Environmental Programs at the St. Clair County Health Department, says people can take steps to prevent exposure to the mosquito-borne illness.
First is to eliminate stagnant water around their property where mosquitoes will breed. By doing this, they'll greatly reduce the numbers of mosquitoes that they have to be worried about. And then when they're outside at those times when mosquitoes are more likely to bite at dawn and dusk, they need to wear protective clothing and use mosquito repellent.
Last week, officials found the West Nile virus in mosquitoes and birds in the Illinois counties of DuPage and Woodford and in mosquito populations from southern Jefferson County, Missouri. The virus produces no symptoms in most people, but some may experience flu-like symptoms. The illness can become serious or even fatal in a few cases, especially in the elderly. If you check your email several times a day, you may be an email addict. Regina Lewis, an AOL consumer advisor, says although it's normal to check your email a couple of times each day, you can go overboard. The average person checks their email 5 times a day. Lewis says some people even check it while in the car or in bed, and that can be a little too much. Medical errors claim the lives of tens of thousands of Americans every year, despite increased efforts over the past 5 years to ensure the safety of patients. According to a report in USA Today, as many as 98,000 people in the U.S. die each year as a result of medical errors. Several hospitals have been singled out and praised for improving these numbers since the Institute of Medicine released a report in 2000 that revealed how many lives were being lost to medical mistakes. Finally this hour, the final installment of the Star Wars saga continues to guide the movie box office. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, earned an estimated $70.8 million over the four-day Memorial Day holiday to maintain its top standing for a second week. After 12 days of release, the film has already banked more than $271 million in box office receipts, putting it well ahead of the last two Star Wars films, 2002's Attack of the Clones and 1999's The Phantom Menace. Coming in second at the holiday box office was the new animal animation Madagascar, which drew an estimated $61 million at the box office in its opening weekend. In third place was the remake of the 1974 prison football comedy The Longest Yard, starring Adam Sandler, with $60 million. Rounding out the top five, the Jennifer Lopez-Jane Fonda comedy Monster-in-Law at number four with $11.1 million, and Kicking and Screaming starring Will Ferrell and Robert Duvall at number five with $6.6 million. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the Traffic Law Hotline. If you get a speeding ticket, driving while suspended, or DWI, Traffic Law Hotline will give your case prompt personal attention. So call the Traffic Law Hotline at 314-TRA-FFIC. That's 314-TRA-FFIC. And that's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brangemeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sours traffic and weather. The Sours traffic is sponsored by the Kentucky Department of Tourism. Eastbound 40 between Lindbergh and Hanley is stop-and-go traffic. St. Charles Rock Road at Addy, look for traffic signals being repaired at this hour. Page at Hanley, look for traffic lights not working. They're on red flash. Lindbergh at 55, look for an injury accident. Florissant Road at Elbring, look for an injury accident as well. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge, look for major road construction. Two left lanes are closed throughout the season this year, and traffic is back up through 94 at this hour. Westbound 270 at 5570 and 255, look for road construction having various lanes closed. 70 at Route A, look for, actually westbound 70 at Route A, look for road construction. One lane is closed on the exit ramp. Southbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway, look for road maintenance having the right lane closed at this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Kentucky Department of Tourism. Trace the footsteps of pioneers, presidents, and modern-day heroes all within a day's drive. Kentucky, come feel the unbridled spirit. Call 1-800-225-TRIP. For more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Pretty much the same throughout the week. Partly sunny with a high around 80 today. Partly cloudy this evening with a low around 60. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 80. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy once again with a low around 60. And then on Thursday, partly sunny with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 71 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68, both under mostly sunny skies. Stay tuned for another hour of the award-winning Wake Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Healthy Family, presented by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, reminding you to keep alcohol out of the hands of kids. Learn more at MissouriPrevention.org.
According to the U.S. Census, 12 million kids are in some sort of child care. So are they better off than the kids who stay at home? Researchers have been asking that question for decades. I think it comes down to the individual family and each child. Several studies have shown that kids in daycare end up doing better on tests of verbal fluency, memory, and comprehension. They tend to ask more questions and have better social skills. However, most experts agree that it doesn't take much time for children who've been home to catch up to their counterparts quickly once they hit the kindergarten classroom. The negative side of daycare can be that kids there tend to become a little more aggressive. If your child is susceptible to irritability, try to keep them at daycare as short a time as possible. I'm Julie Anderson with The Healthy Family.
I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember this.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. The struggle against the common enemy demands tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
So
shall we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I want to share with you just some Memorial Day thoughts. The day after Memorial Day. Written by Bob Herbert. About Memorial Day and what it really, really, really means. It says, this Memorial Day is not a good one for the country that was once the world's most brilliant beacon of freedom and justice. State Department officials know better than anyone that the image of the United States has deteriorated around the world. The U.S. is now widely viewed as a brutal, bullying nation that countenances torture and operates hideous prison camps at the Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and other parts of the world. Camps where inmates have been horribly abused, gruesomely humiliated, and even killed. Bob Herbert writes, "The bitter, huge and bitter protest of Muslims against the United States last week were touched off by reports that the Quran had been handled disrespectfully by interrogators at Guantanamo. But the rage and the anger among Muslims and others had been building for a long time, fueled by indisputable evidence of the atrocities of treatments of detainees and terror suspects, wounded prisoners, and completely innocent civilians in America's so-called war against terror." Bob Herbert writes, "Amnesty International noted last week in its annual report on human rights around the world that more than 500 detainees continue to be held without charge and without trial at Guantanamo. Locking people up without explaining why and without giving them a chance to prove their innocence seems a peculiar way to advance the cause of freedom in the world. It's now known that many of the individuals swept up and confined at Guantanamo and elsewhere were innocent. The administration says it has evidence it could use to prove the guilt of the detainees currently at Guantanamo Bay, but much of the evidence is secret and therefore cannot be revealed. This," writes Bob Herbert, "is where the war on terror meets Never Never Land." George Bush's close confidant, Karen Hughes, has been chosen to lead a high-profile State Department effort to repair America's image. The Bush crowd apparently thinks that this is a perception problem, as opposed to a potentially catastrophic crisis that will not be eased without substantive policy changes. This is much, 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 much more than an image problem. The very idea of what it means to be an American is at stake. The United States is a country that, as a matter of policy and in the name of freedom, renders people, quote-unquote, to regimes that specialize in the art of torture. How? 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 Asked Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, can our State Department denounce countries for engaging in torture while the CIA secretly transfers detainees to those very same countries for interrogation? Karen Hughes said in March that she would do her best to stand for what the President Bush calls the non-negotiable demands of human dignity. Bob Herbert writes, someone should tell her that there's not a whole lot of human dignity in the venues where torture is inflicted. The U.S. would regain some of its own lost dignity if a truly independent commission were established to thoroughly investigate the interrogation and detention operations associated with the war on terror and the war in Iraq. A real investigation would be traumatic because it would expose behavior most Americans would never want associated with their countries. But in the long run, it would be extremely beneficial. Bob Herbert writes that William Schultz, an executive director of Amnesty International, said in an interview last week that it is important to keep in mind how policies formulated at the highest levels of government lead directly to the abusive treatment of prisoners. Quote, "The critical point is the deliberateness of this policy," end quote. The president gave the green light. The Secretary of Defense issued the rules. The Justice Department provided the rationale. And the CIA tried to cover it up. Bob Herbert concludes with these thoughts. In the immediate aftermath of the September 11th attacks, most of the world was ready to stand with the United States in a legitimate fight against terrorists. But the Bush administration, in its war with Iraq and its willingness to jettison every semblance of due process while employing scandalously inhumane practices against detainees, blew that opportunity. In much of the world, the image of the U.S. under George Bush has morphed from an idealized champion of liberty to a heavily armed thug in camouflage fatigues. America is increasingly being seen as a dangerously arrogant military power that is due for its comeuppance. It will take a lot more than Karen Hughes to turn that around. Bob Herbert, you want to know why? You want to know why things are so bad in this country? Or why the military doesn't tell us the truth about what's going on in Iraq? Start at the very beginning. What did Mary Poppins say? It's a very good place to start. This is a direct report out of Cincinnati. An undercover expose into the recruiting practices of our military recruiters. Hidden cameras revealed the following conversation. Check this out, y'all. Check this out. Recruiter. This is what the recruiter says, and this is what the hidden cameras report. "You've got more of a chance of dying over there than you have over here." Announcer. "So why are tri-state recruits ready to risk their lives not getting honest answers?" This is what the report goes on to say. "Recruiters are using outrageous tactics to get your son or daughter to enlist. Each day, thousands of American teenagers consider the merits of military service. Young men and women willing to wear a uniform and put their lives on the line. Tonight, a revealing look at what goes on when teenagers go behind closed doors with tri-state military recruiters." Check it out. A retired Army recruiter says that their job is to try and get your interest piqued. Try and get your interest repeat. This is what they said when they sent four young men with hidden cameras into every tri-state armed forces recruiting center. Their conversations began with the talk of job security. The recruiter says to the potential recruiter, "We guarantee you a job. What about signing bonuses? We guarantee you up to $20,000. Cash for college, up to $70,000. Now, when the tri-state recruiters start talking about the conditions of Iraq, they try to make Iraq sound more like a trip to Tahiti than a journey to war. Check it out. This is what a recruiter said to a potential recruitee. "You have more of a chance of dying here in the United States." What is it? A 36% kill rate here in the United States. People here just dying left and right. "You have more of a chance dying over here than you have dying over there." Do you hear what I'm saying? This is what the recruiters say to young people who come in to consider signing up for the military, that you have more of a chance of dying over here than you do dying over there. The fact of the matter is the United States doesn't have a 36% kill rate. If 36% of Americans died every year, that would mean more than 100 million people, one-third of the American population, would die, would be killed every year. The recruiter says, if you get up on the internet and look up how many deaths there are in Columbia, South Carolina in the past year and a half, and compare that to how many deaths there are in Iraq, there's more deaths going on in South Carolina for no reason, none, over a pair of Nikes, over a jacket, people stealing each other's wallets, shooting people. There are more deaths going on in Columbia, South Carolina. I know, I just got back from there, than there was the whole time when I was in Iraq. So what did this news group do? They called Columbia, South Carolina Police Department. The police department of Columbia, South Carolina said there were 16 homicides in the city of Columbia in 2004. As of today's date, we have 5. Do you hear what I'm saying? The recruiter came back from Columbia, South Carolina, and said that there are more deaths in Columbia, South Carolina than there were in the last month in Iraq. The recruiter goes on to tell people, and this is on tape, they had young people going in to talk to these recruiters. The Dayton area alone, which is about 4 or 5 counties, Dayton area alone, 1,500 people died in 2 weeks. You know what that was from? Car wrecks. Those are the numbers we get. We get them actually from the highway patrol. So all that stuff is factual. So if you look at it that way, we've lost 1,500 soldiers so far in Iraq. We've been over there 3 years. If you add it together, 1,500 people died in 5 counties alone in 2 weeks just from car wrecks. According to the reporter, the truth is there aren't 1,500 deaths from car wrecks in the entire state of Ohio for an entire year. The question is that can a recruiter say to you the same type of embellishments that a car salesman tells you? Or is it conduct unbecoming a non-commissioner officer? They lie. They lie to these young people to get them to go and die. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Here's the question that one student asked the recruiter. I'm curious about how dangerous it really is over there, because the news say, in the news and everything, people are dying. Recruiter says, yeah, it's war. You know what? You know, I mean, it's war. People die. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. The fact of the matter is, and what the recruiters aren't telling the young people is that a third of those killed in Iraq are under the age of 22. A vast majority are from the Army and the Marine Corps. 111 of them are from Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. They lie. They lie. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You know what the real problem is? Because when I was in the military, my wife was a recruiter. And, you know, I was in the military also. The real problem is why non-commissioned officers, alliance, has to do with this thing called mission and numbers. See, you can make mission. I mean, you can get enough numbers in but not make mission. And trying to get people to go infantry. See, they have these unreasonable standards that they want you to hold to give people probably to go infantry. And, you know, And if you don't make mission that month, they bust you.
So what are you saying? Are you saying
what I'm saying is that it's attacking. It's never going to stop going after the recruiters. What they need to do is go.
That
after
people are just going to lie. Is that what you're saying? You're saying that recruiters are always going to lie.
Always going to lie until some officer, like a colonel, whoever's creating these unreasonable missions, stop doing it. Because they'll just tell you, if you can't, you go up to your sergeant major and say, look, I mean, I'm telling you from a non-commissioned officer's perspective. I didn't make mission, you know. He'll ask you, well, why didn't you? You know, and before you know it, you know, you're going from an E7, you're an E6. You know, or you sent somewhere else. You know, and then if you don't make mission again, you're an E5. They bust you.
But what is interesting, Kevin, is that there are people out there that are recruiters now, and the studies that they're doing on recruiters now is that they are falling into drug abuse, alcohol abuse, suicide, marriages are breaking up because some of them aren't willing to lie. Or some of them, when they do lie, can't live with themselves.
But you know what? Recruiters always did have that problem because people don't realize recruiters get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and work to, they might get 2 hours of sleep every day for a year trying to recruit people because, the recruiter that picked me up came and got me from my house at 4 in the morning and 5 other people. And he was talking to me at 10 o'clock to 10 o'clock that night.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's not unusual for all of these problems that recruiters have. But the problem is that, you know, you have to lie to get people in. Or you have to say things like they tell people that you can be on the basketball team.
And that's a lie.
And there's no basketball team that you can be on except if you're an officer going to college.
Thanks for your call, Kevin. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We'll be back. Stay with me. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me.
After all this time, nothing's changed. Make me wanna holler, make me wonder how this. Make me wanna holler, show my soul, just to see you happy. Make me wanna holler,
we're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof. And that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
Get out your favorite pain medication. Point your browser to Head Thumping Talk Radio with Brett Rosen at WGNU.net.
Hey, cool cats and delicious babes.
Put on your poodle skirts, bobby socks, and saddle shoes.
Slick back your hair and get your ducktails looking good.
Because it's time to party with
50s at the Hop in Branson, Missouri.
Go, Chip Dandy, go!
You're going to shout with Proud Mary.
And you'll be dancing in the aisles with
50s at the Hop in Branson, Missouri.
Go, Chip Dandy, go!
If you're ready to rock around the clock, call 417-335-5300. That's 417-335-5300.
Shake, rattle, and roll with 50s at the Hop in Branson, Missouri.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call. 382-2568.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Welcome to the Wake Up Call. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Liz, last week I was watching CBS News in spite of Bob Schieffer. I don't know where they dug him up from, but that's another story. They were featuring assisted suicide, and it was stated that Oregon is the only state in the union that is legal to assist a suicide. And they were saying that the state of California is trying to legislate to make it the second state that would have assisted suicides. And there you have people that are coming out of the woodwork, different groups of people opposing this legislation. Now, if you remember, we had Dr. Kevorkian, and he was the only doctor that would help people who wanted to die with dignity. And they railroaded him off the jail. So now people who want to die with dignity have to leave and go to Europe, those who could afford to do that. And I was just wondering, why is it that a person would not be allowed to die with dignity or control his own destiny as far as if he feels that he wants to die at a certain time? Do you think that's wrong for a person to be able to do that?
To die on their own terms?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, no. I do not.
Well, you should hear the people in California that are coming out to try to defeat this legislation. I mean, they're from all walks of life and from all financial echelons. And I just can't understand it. What is the problem? And just like with Dr. Kevorkian, he didn't solicit anyone to come to him. People sought him out. And I'm just surprised that I've not heard whether he's dead or alive now that he's in jail, but he was the only person that could aid and assist people to die with dignity. And I just think that if people want to die with dignity on their own terms, you should let them alone. And that's what I have to say today. Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. How far are we going to go with politics? It's like, you know, things start getting good to people. And they start getting it, I mean, doing it. Whether it's right or not, if it starts getting good to some folks, they're not going to be able to stop themselves. And they don't stop themselves. Pope Benedict. How long has he been a pope? The pope, what, 7.5 minutes? About 7.5 minutes or so. Well, he's on it. He's endorsing a call by Italian bishops for a boycott of a referendum on medically assisted fertility. Yes. Medically assisted fertility. Yes. The proponents of life are taking a stance against medically assisted fertility. Help me with this. Making babies. Pro-life folks are taking a stance against legislation to help people make babies. What are some of the conditions? What are some of the terms of this? The current law in Italy bans the donation of sperm and eggs. Not sperms that have fertilized eggs, sperm and egg, defines life at conception, and the current law only allows fertility treatments to married heterosexual couples. These are the most restricted laws on medically assisted fertility in Europe. You can only get pregnant if you are married. Now, check this out. your husband dies, okay? But before he died, he had his sperm frozen. Your husband, check this out. Let's just go, let's back up from that. Your husband is fixing to die. You have not had children. He wants to donate his sperm and have his sperm fertilized. I mean, have his sperm frozen in order to get you pregnant with your child, husband and wife. According to this law, he couldn't, one, get his sperm frozen, and two, if he did get his sperm frozen, you couldn't have any fertility treatment to get pregnant because you are no longer married, you are a widow. And again, help me with this. This is about the party that, no. And that was a Freudian slip, wasn't it? The religion of life, about life, and the Pope Benedict has weighed up in this and told Catholics to stay home. Stay home. Don't vote on this. Don't vote. Shun the referendum. Why? If they keep voter turnout under 50%, the law will stay in place. The law will stay in place. I don't get this. I don't understand this. How can you be about life and advocate that a woman cannot become pregnant unless she is married and unless she's heterosexual? And mind you, this isn't the first step of this Pope Benedict into the area of politics. He stepped right up in the United States. The church rallied its defense for Terry Schiavo. But I didn't see the church rallying its defense for the execution of a man who killed his grandmother while in a drug state. And the son of the grandmother, that would be the woman who died, was his mother. And the family was saying, please don't kill this man. I didn't hear the church intervening on that. But this is about life. Now, what is happening here is that what started this in Italy is a law based on medically assisted fertility passed last year. And it says that couples seeking in vitro fertilization, no more than 3 eggs may be fertilized at a time. Four five four oh 400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And I guess one of the components of this is that they're not telling people to vote against it. They're telling people not to go to the polls. So what does that mean? How do you tell people that this is the great threat? Non-heterosexual or heterosexual non-married couples getting producing life. How can you say that of this law to change that is the greatest threat of the 21st century and then tell people, now go to the beach and don't vote on this? What, you scared? You scared if that people do go to the polls that they will support this change that would allow people who want to have children to have them? The Pope is saying, this is the greatest threat of the 21st century.
Now put your bathing suits on and get to the beach. Don't vote on it. Chicken? Chicken? That's right, I guess pro-life is not really pro-life. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We got to take a break, listen to a little global news update. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, yes, just as many as you. It is your sweet conversation that brings this
sense. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 and Let's Praise Him broadcast. Good gospel music and the latest church news to help you start your Sunday morning. So tune in on the Let's Praise Him broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline, Washington. Vice President Dick Cheney said on the Larry King Show last night that he doesn't take accusations by Amnesty International seriously that the U.S. is violating human rights. The organization leveled its criticism for the way the Guantanamo Detention Center is being run. Cheney says there is no wrongdoing taking place at that facility, even though Amnesty International says it's being run like a Russian gulag. The executive director of the agency says whether or not Cheney takes Amnesty International seriously does not change what is going on there, and only proves he and the administration have no regard for the Geneva Convention, due process, or international law. And Dateline Washington. A three-star general with a distinguished service record was demoted quietly last year and forced into retirement, given only 24 hours to get out. General John Riggs served for 39 years in the Army and won a Distinguished Flying Cross for bravery in the Vietnam War. His crime, according to the Pentagon, was that he allowed outside contractors to do work they were not authorized for, and that created an adverse command climate. But supporters of Riggs say the real reason was that he openly criticized the war strategy in Iraq, saying the Army was overstretching itself and needed more troops if it was to be successful. A former Pentagon advisor who was involved in Iraq reconstruction efforts says the military wing of the Defense Secretary's office is way too political, and if any officers disagree with policy, they're ostracized and their reputations are trashed. An officer usually loses a star for only things like dereliction of duty, misuse of money or equipment, or command failures. Riggs' comments about troop strength appeared in the Sun newspaper in January of 2004. Ironically, just a few days later, Rumsfeld said he wanted a temporary increase of 30,000 soldiers for the Army, but not on a permanent basis. This is your wake-up call, global news update.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube rides, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls, and finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
To find out the answer to that long-standing question, ask the doc. Dr. Pat, that is. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to noon, call in and talk to Dr. Pat about whatever's on your mind. So if you're wondering, what's up, Doc? Find out for 2 hours every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon with Dr. Pat here on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at WGNU.net.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. You think the Pope's going to get on Pfizer for putting out Viagra that causes blindness in people? You think they're going to take a stance on that? 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning, car phone.
Hey, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I just got a question or a statement, whatever. Speaking about the Catholic Church, just the fact that their order is, when you become Catholic, you have to accept the fact that the Pope has the final say-so on what goes on with the business and the laws of the Church. Now, that alone should scare anybody away. You know, how could one man have the final say-so living in one part of the world over what goes on across the world, the globe?
Well, I'm not comfortable. People accept all kinds of things from their church leaders. There are women that make their decisions on how their families are going to be run based upon what their preacher tells them. So I don't think that there's anything unique to the Catholic Church in terms of saying that this is the authority of your world, of your religious world. You know, it's just that the Catholic Church has a whole country. You know, they have the Vatican, they have a lot of money and they have a lot of power. But the concept that religious male religious leaders determine how you live your life and inflict themselves into all aspects of your life, there's nothing unique to the Catholic Church on that.
Now also with the Catholic Church, how come? If the Pope then has this final authority, mm-hmm. doesn't he take full responsibility of this assault on children over the last few hundred years? Let's say the last 50 years.
You're absolutely right. It's like the buck stops here.
Right, but nobody's is holding him responsible. I mean, like it's like every priest that they hold him responsible, but nothing beyond that. When so much evidence is showing that this is a systematic epidemic throughout the whole church.
Yes, it is. You know,
they just filed, 1,000 new cases like 2 months, 3 months ago, something like that, fresh, brand new cases?
We will never know the hundreds of thousands or even millions of children that have been sexually abused. We will never know that number. And the criticism to be leveled and the questions to be asked is, if the church is fundamentally opposed to pedophilia or sexual abuse by priests, as it is to, let's say, abortion, then please explain to me why, after the Pope John Paul's death, that bishop Archbishop Cardinal Law was one of the 9 cardinals chosen to officiate after the death of the Pope. That's the hugest honor that there is, next to the promotion that Cardinal Law got after it was made clear that Cardinal Law was informed of this abuse by these priests. Cardinal Law was told about it. Cardinal Law did nothing to punish those priests. Indeed, he moved those priests back into other parishes so that they could attack and assault other children. Cardinal Law did that, and he was promoted, and men and women have killed themselves as a result of this. Families have been destroyed. People are alcoholic. People are messed up. People are walking wounded whose pain will never end as long as they live on this earth because of the sexual abuse inflicted on them by Catholic priests, and the Catholic Church knew it
picked the side, and it wasn't the side of the children, and the world is a worse place as a result of this horrific decision, and the man who knew it in Boston got a promotion from John Paul.
That's incredible.
Period.
And that's all part of because of that absolute order where they have made it where they don't have to really answer to any of their own parish people.
Thanks for your
just
call.
Just like the, you know, St. Stanislaus. Same thing. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Car phone.
I'm just so glad that somebody has the nerve, get up to really talk about what's going on. They hide this stuff so long, and I never heard no host really talk about this serious problem that they have within that Catholic Church. Maybe by you talking about it, maybe it'll wake up some more people to realize how serious this situation is. I've seen where only one, just one priest, it didn't say he molested one, 100. They say hundreds, just this one priest.
That's right.
Hundreds
That's right.
of children.
And they knew. They had
trying to sell everything that they have to defend this one priest to pay off. I'm just so glad that somebody's talking about it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. Ms. Brown, I have a question about the St. Louis School Board. I followed it for years, and then, you know, the chicaneries are going on down there for the last several years. You have 7 members on the board, right?
Correct.
And 4 of them are African Americans.
Correct.
And with the Republicans running around talking about how majority rules and majority sets the policy and agenda,
mm-hmm.
do you think those 4 African Americans could change the whole policy of public education in the city of St. Louis?
If they wanted to.
Yeah. I thought about that the other day. I said, wow, that's a Putney Swope situation. They can do it if they want to.
But, you know, if you have Clarence Thomas on the bench, how much change do you expect?
Have a great day.
Thanks for your call. You're on the wake-up call. Car phone.
What goes on in the dark will soon come to light. But as far as Pfizer and Viagra, I think what you're going to see is there's going to be men that are going to say, okay, well, I'm only going to use it till I need eyeglasses.
Is that what's going to happen? Crazy. Crazy!
On a serious tip, I haven't heard you talk. I haven't heard you talk or say anything in a while about Darfur. And given that it's sort of come out that there's a little bit of how we shall say a hands-off attitude by the U.S. government due to perhaps some cooperation for their purposes with the Sudanese government.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wanting to get your take these days as to what's going on in Darfur. I believe at one time you said you didn't feel that there was genocide going on.
No, and I went to Darfur to look and to talk to the government about that and to look at the camps and to talk to the people about that. So not only did I have that opinion, but I also went there to investigate it. And if you notice something, what you no longer see is that one of the things that I came back from my trip and said was that the Janjaweed. Remember how they said that
right.
there were these black Arabs or these white Arabs going around and killing people called the Janjaweed? If you look at any report on Darfur and on Sudan in the past 6 months or so, not one word is mentioned about the Janjaweed because they didn't exist. The Janjaweed did not exist in the way that the Arabs are my skin color or darker. Okay, so they tried to, this government, our government, attempted to play it as a race type of a thing in order to get people vested in the what was going on in Darfur. And that, as I said after coming back, that turned out not to be so. And what I did say that was going on in Darfur was the same thing that has been going on in Sudan for hundreds of the years, the same thing that happened in this country that caused a civil war where more people died in that war than any other war that we've ever engaged in, are... This Sudan is a brand new country for all practical purposes, and there are rivalries that are going on between the people that own land, or people that the farmers, the people that, and the cattle grazers. Those are the fights that are going on right now, and people have died as a result of that. What I have seen is that it's now the narrowing of the focus to these tribal conflicts that have been going on for hundreds of years before the creation of the artificial creation of the Sudan. And I want to talk to us about our government's participation in that, but I only have 30 seconds and I can't do that, but I would love to talk about that. Maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow, but thanks for your call and question, okay? Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. Wake up call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial. Here's the latest from